smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company, they're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
But they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I'm sure you saw it last night. Dancing behind Britney Spears.
Yeah.
On HBO.
I had my belly button here. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Super Bowl. And all the ships at sea. Hey, you loved them last night as Natalie and Blair on the Back to One reunion movie. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Do you think that you and I are the only guys who watched that?
I need to ask you, I missed the fun. Why wasn't Joe there?
You watched it, Mike. Looked in on Mindy Cohn and the lovely. What happened to Charlotte Ray? How unbelievable was it that pig Mindy Cohn?
Yeah.
She had like a GQ guy who wanted to marry her.
All I looked in on was the two guys with their shirts off that got into the fight when Mindy Cohn was in the Big Man Show.
Do you think that the only way they could get Natalie to do that show was because they said, we'll have two guys fight over you, you fat hog?
Now listen, hi everybody, Don and Mike show. I can't believe we started today's show talking about the Facts of Life reunion.
God, we're fags.
A new episode on this Monday, November 19. November 1-9er. And here's your phone numbers for direct access. Anywhere in America? Oh, yeah, of course, we're broadcasting today from the most powerful city in the world, our home city, Washington, D.C. radio station, WJFK. National line, 877-365-3636. D.C., 202-432-1067. New York City, here's your phone number, 877-692-1027.
All right.
Okay. Going to be a busy show today. Going to be a busy week, a truncated week. What with the holiday and all of that. There he is over there.
Walk.
Bowler of the Week, Buzz Burbank. Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Dom and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Well, we got a lot to cover today. We got Dennis's porno, which is arriving momentarily.
I see the TV monitor in the studio. That can only mean good news.
Yep. I got a hell of a weekend to tell you about. A hell of a weekend. I almost went OJ on my wife.
Oh, no.
Really. I mean, you know, I sure do love her, but I almost had to cut her head off this week.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Hell of a freaking weekend.
So you got a little, you happy to be back at work today?
Yeah. You know, and I don't know, I'm not going to bore you with it now. I'll bore you with it in just a moment. But I don't know why it is. The unwritten rule is that women, broads, our wives, they can flip out, they can be rude, they can be crude, they can be insensitive, they can be mean, and the next day they can just wake up and say, hey, I'm sorry. And we're supposed to say, okay.
Right.
That's fine. It never works that way for me.
Oh, no.
When I'm mean and rude and insensitive and cruel, I mean, the thing, it gets drawn out for weeks and months. and when I say I'm sorry, she says, it's easy to say you're sorry now.
Yeah. Yeah, the grudge is held.
Yeah, but when she says she's sorry the next day, I'm supposed to go like I'm a dog. That's okay.
I steal a line from a movie now. I think of a man and take away reason and accountability. That's it. That's as good as it gets.
That's right, the Greg Kinnear movie.
How do you write women so well? I think of a man and take away reason and accountability.
Okay, let's start with a phone call or two that I got to tell you about our contest tomorrow. Hello, Matt, Don and Mike show. Hello, Matt. Boy, that sounds like somebody didn't plug it in.
You got it plugged in, Robbie?
Yeah, we're all good.
Hello, Matt. No, I'm doing on this one here. Oh, hold on. Oh, this is a default on our end. Hello, Matt, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I'm Mike. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
This weekend, watching the Tampa Bay game yesterday, and Pat Summerall says, beg your pardon. And then they play Stop the Rock in the, at the stadium, and at first I thought of you. And then when they played the song, I thought of you guys again. It was so funny.
And John Madden sounded like he had a cold yesterday.
Anybody count, you know, one of these, maybe on Thanksgiving. I know that we're going to have Madden on the show on Wednesday. We can never say this to John Madden's face, but what we have to do is roll tape.
Are they doing the Green Bay-Detroit game?
Yeah, they do it every year.
Right.
We're going to have to roll tape on Madden and Summerall and seriously do like an over-under on how many times Summerall's going to say,
beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon.
That's the plan.
Beg your pardon. And I would have won the pool this week if I would have taken the Jets. What a dope I am. I took Miami. I would have won the office pool this week. But, no, that's the game that effed me up. So, way to go, Jets. I'm a dope.
Jets have Miami's number, don't they?
Yeah, I didn't realize that. We were picking the games on Friday. I didn't realize that the Jets have beaten Miami, apparently, for 40 years in a row. Wow. Down in Miami, that the Jets have never lost to the Miami Dolphins in Miami.
It's like a winter break for them. You know, they go down there in that nice warm weather, and they enjoy themselves.
Ah, but listen, the football story of the weekend has to be, of course, hey, how about your Super Bowl-bound Washington Redskins.
I'm saying they've turned the corner because they're really playing well now. Oh, my God.
Hey,
a high school team could have beaten Denver yesterday.
They won.
They won. They won. That is true.
They won.
That was one seriously painful game to watch yesterday. I know that they had weather and elements and all that stuff. Painful game to watch as far as it turned out that the good guys won, but my God, what a football game.
That was a fuggly game yesterday.
Fuggly is definitely the word.
Absolutely fuggly. Oh, and remember a couple of weeks ago when I wanted to go down to New Orleans and send something awful through the mail to the members of the New Orleans Saints?
I remember.
Boy, am I glad I didn't do that.
Right.
Boy, am I glad I didn't do that, because they came through for me this week.
They did indeed.
In the big fantasy leagues.
I had a great day in fantasy football, and I thought I might have won, but not in our league. Charlie, you gotta break that 200-point barrier to be in the money, and I'm gonna have a meeting with my general manager this week sometime for not starting Antonio, for benching a talent, a Pro Bowl talent of Antonio Freeman.
You guys
putting him on the bench.
You guys bench Antonio Freeman every week.
I know,
and you start a douchebag like Ron Dane instead.
Yes, I understand this. So, of course Pollard did well. The tight end did well for us yesterday, but you know I'm very disappointed at the player selection.
Hello, no. Well you got to get involved in those meetings.
I mean, I've had Martin Gramatica in my office, all week.
Hands on.
Complaining about not getting enough playing time.
Hello, Jamie. Don and Mike show. Hey, Jamie.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, what's going on? It must be a weekend thing with wives. I mean, my wife, we're talking Saturday night, having a great talk, right?
Yeah.
And then having a great conversation for about, it had to be a good 2 hours. All week long, all I wanted to say was I wanted to watch a George Carlin special. No problem, I'll watch it with you. I figured afterwards maybe get some nookie, right?
Yeah.
So next thing you know, 9:30 comes around. I want to go on the internet for a few minutes. She came up with me. We go downstairs. I'm tired. I want to go to bed. All right, well, stay down with me, and then we'll go upstairs. If you get tired, we'll go upstairs and watch it up on a small TV. Next thing you know, I haven't spoken to her since. I mean, it must be the weekend thing with, you know, and a switch. And I call up the next morning. Hey, I'm sorry for trying to be for being insensitive. Didn't think I was being insensitive because she knew what was going on. And the next thing you know, like I said, we haven't spoken since.
Can't wait.
Listen, it must have been something in the air. Let me play this for you and for every other guy that had a wife that gave him a hard time. This is now. This is a new cartridge.
You got it. You found it.
That's the Frida Carp.
Hey, right, I got there. A question for you guys.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to blow a bunch of firemen?
I think
the proceeds we donate to a couple guys that were lost in the World Trade Center.
Of course we would. I think
in a minute, in a heartbeat.
In a couple of weeks, we're coming to actually, you're calling from New York, right?
Yeah, Long Island.
We're coming up to bowl some firefighters. They got a lane in their actual firehouse.
Deptford, right. I think, right?
Yeah, but yeah, sure, absolutely. Hold on just a second, okay?
Sure.
Hold on, Johnny, put that guy on hold. Hi, Robbie.
Do you think it was the meteors that made all the women go crazy this weekend?
Oh, and listen, I got a bitch about that, too.
Yeah, me too.
And all I hear all weekend is, this is something we're not going to see until the year
you know, until 2099. I mean, it's not going to happen in our lifetime. I'm going to be eating dirt the next time this happens. These meteor showers, and we've not had any rain in D.C. for like 3 months, right. And they say the skies are going to be crystal clear. Your peak time to get up is between 4 to 6 a.m.
I'm so proud of this. I told my golfing buddies on Saturday, I said, remember, these are weathermen that are telling you this.
Now,
weathermen, F you. They F you no matter what they tell you.
We have not had a cloud. We have not had rain. I'm not kidding you.
This is true.
Here in D.C. since July.
They completely forget to tell us that it's going to be foggy.
Yeah.
Oops.
So, no, I mean, even the late news on Saturday night, they were still saying, don't forget, you want to get up at 4 a.m. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Perfect conditions.
You're going to see a meteor shower. This is like going to make 4th of July look like a piss anthem. This is going to be fantastic. So, even though I've had this night on Saturday with my wife and we get home late from this function, because I'm a dope, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I go out on my back porch, because they say, you know, it's best of you, and we live way out in the boonies, say, you know, no lights from the city or anything. I get out there, and when I go out on my back porch, I can't even see the Chase Lounge down. I'm standing up on the deck. I can't see the Chase Lounge. It's down by the sliding glass doors because there's so much friggin' fog outside.
Dense fog.
I am looking up at the sky, and I see dick. I see absolutely.
Did you see any?
Nothing. I saw nothing. I saw nothing.
Did you see some?
About 50. You saw, then you saw 50 more than I did.
I'll tell you why that happened, and you're absolutely right. I think the reason that happened is because I'm further out west, and the fog lifted a little sooner where we were. It actually, by the end, by
the golden boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes
it. No, I'm with you on this. I walk out, and I see this fog, and there was no mention whatsoever about ground fog, but the only reason I think we saw them is because the fog lifted where we were a little bit. But as far as crystal clear, and my neighbor who has, you know, who has searchlights on top of his house, who lights the entire neighborhood, and I mean, with the fog combined, I mean, I know we would have done a lot better if we'd had this. And I was in, you know, I woke up automatically. I didn't even set the alarm. I just woke up, and believe me,
I got up and saw nothing. Mm-hmm. I went out, and there's, I mean, dense, that pea fog that they talk about, London fog, the raincoat and everything.
We probably saw between 30 and 50.
I swear to God, I stood on my back porch for 15 seconds.
Some that were absolutely incredible.
I see nothing.
Nothing.
So I go to the front of the house. Again, nothing. It's like I'm in a Sherlock Holmes movie or something. There's so much. The Hounds of Baskerville. There's so much fog.
I just didn't know where to look. They said you should look. Was the deal look to the east or look to the west?
Look to the south.
Look to the south.
Look towards where Leo is.
What about Orion's Belt?
It's to the left of that.
Oh, well, then we were kind of looking in the right spot.
So you're looking in the right spot. So I mean, I'm incredibly pissed because this has been hyped for the last week. I don't know if
they didn't mention the fog, and they should have known that.
Sure, of course they should,
but they don't because they're weather. I hate weather for. I think they're the lowest form of life on the planet.
So then I get up on Sunday morning and I turn on the Channel 4 news, and I'm expecting that the weather guy is going to come out and at least he's going to give a half-ass excuse. He says, "Well, in case you missed it last night, it was one great show." And I'm looking at the TV going, "Huh?" And then he mentions there were some areas in the metro area that had low-lying fog.
Mm-hmm.
Some areas. Mm-hmm. And so they show you a videotape now of the great shower, the meteor shower. The tape that they had, it was so foggy, it looked like the tape of us dropping bombs on Afghanistan.
Right.
It was that grainy, gray, where every once in a while you would just see one little thing go across the sky.
My buddy Peter explained this at dinner on Saturday night, because everybody, we were both doing the whole thing about don't buy into the hype. He said, ask astrologers, people that do this for a living, if they see 2 an hour, it's just phenomenal. Right. If they see 4 an hour, it's spectacular. So they use the word in astrological terms, spectacular. The news media gets hold of this, and all of a sudden it's going to become some sort of 4th of July issue when it's really not.
Nothing.
I mean, it's not going to be that big a deal. It was spectacular to see, a lot of shooting stars, but you know, they just hype. They seize on everything. These local peon news crappy people that I'm so sick of watching.
Well, I feel like an idiot for believing them, but I mean,
well, you can't believe a weather forecaster under any circumstances.
We saw nothing.
Yeah.
We saw nothing, and I conferred with other neighbors on the street, and when I was in the Safeway yesterday morning, I stopped and I asked AJ, I would say hi to AJ, who's my man at Safeway. I said to him, how have the people been responding who have come in? And he said, everybody's pissed.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody got
nothing,
up.
And they said nothing about the ground fault.
Everybody got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and they saw nothing. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Dynamite. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, yeah, that show was a big letdown. I'm a volunteer firefighter. We were out on a bunch of calls. It was foggy all night. And finally about 5:30 we got back and it had cleared up a little bit. And we actually laid down outside on the street and watched it. And I tell you, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, about 5:30,
it was big. It's just almost like a couple little shooting stars here and there.
At 5:30, pretty much the show was over.
Yeah, that was it. Hello, let's go to Gene. Gene, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Guys, how are you?
Hey, buddy. Good morning.
Did you guys see Britney Spears last night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you say lip sync?
Holy mother of pearl. Is she the hottest thing walking on two legs?
Now, listen, I do not disagree with that. And I would eat the corn out of her SHI.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would, without a fork.
She gets better like every year. She gets better and better.
I'd eat that corn.
Looking,
absolutely. I would eat the peanuts.
You can have the music. I like the way she looks.
I'd eat the peanuts. I'd eat the corn. I'd eat the hair. That comes out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But
tomato skin.
Yeah, the tomato
skin.
Yeah.
All right,
whatever.
Have a good one.
All right, thank you.
Sir.
Yeah, good day to you, sir. She is a major POA, but immediately, we turned it on at 8 o'clock last night, we started to watch it, and right away you know that it's a lip sync because she's dancing and she's jumping, and the music and her voice remain at the same quality as when she's recorded the record.
Now, I know that there's supposed to be this unwritten rule that if you're doing the choreographed show, you know, it's kosher. But to me, that's a ripoff. If you're doing a live show, you have to dance in such a way that you can sing. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I don't think it's fair if you run a voice track and then later you say, well, we can't do that with the choreography.
Well, you look at a broad like Madonna. She'll come out and she does all the dancing and stuff, but she sings her own songs. And you can tell when she's out of breath and when she loses a moment in the song because she's like...
Even the slow song that she sang standing next to the piano, I believe, was lip sung.
Oh, that's sad.
But I really do. I think it was lip sung. And I mean, it was like a controlled music video anyway, is what it was.
Let me just say, though, if you watch that with the mute button on, that may have been the best concert you ever saw in your life.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
Because it was like watching softcore porno.
Yeah, and it was great. You know, I mean, the whole show was very, very intense.
She changed her outfits a lot.
Some of those. You know what I like? I love the little thin suspenders that go like down to her jeans or her pants that she's wearing, and you see both sides of her stomach on the other.
And I would bet right now, if Britney Spears or a member of her troupe is listening, I know that we're on in Las Vegas every day, which is where the show was last night. I will tell you that I will bet my kids college money, and I mean this, if Britney Spears will come on the show with a gynecologist and prove to me any way this chick is a virgin.
Yeah.
That she loves talking about how she and her boyfriend, Justin Timberlake, all they do is go to bed and they hug and they cuddle.
Right.
There's no way. She has been punched more times than that guy than Lennox Lewis beat this weekend.
Do you think that, you do not believe she is a virgin?
No, absolutely not. I bet you go, you're clear protective, what I mean is I don't think it's got the clear protective seal. I mean, I think that thing is, that's wide open.
You think, well, you know, how could one ever know without, like, doing the inspection?
You could park a Hyundai down there. That thing is so open. She is so sexually active.
Well, I tell you, when you look like that, it's hard to believe that someone wouldn't be.
That's true. And if it's true that bag on two wheels, that he goes to bed with Britney Spears,
mm-hmm.
and they lay next to each, the story that they want you to believe is that they just lay next to each other in bed and they don't do anything.
Well, the only thing I would say is that, you know, Justin Timberlake certainly has ample opportunity to share his seed in other spots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Still.
So, and then he, maybe he plays the game, you know, with her.
Ah, but listen, come on. I mean, you and I could eat at McDonald's whenever we want to. But if you're given the chance to eat at a great restaurant like the Palm,
yeah,
would you turn down eating at the Palm just because you could eat at McDonald's all the time?
Of course not. Absolutely not.
Do you think Justin Timberlake still has his hymen?
Ah, there he is.
I think that Britney Spears down there, it looks like the Holland Tunnel, man.
Oh, no.
I mean, it is.
Cars?
Yes.
Lights.
Yeah, cars and lights and workers.
Signs.
What, can't say, I can't say that.
I thought that.
I can't say that her whatever, what I was saying has been busted.
Yeah, people have figured out what we're talking about.
I think so. You know what I'm saying.
We're talking about the, can we say the virginity of Britney Spears? Is that legal?
There is no, there is no proof, that she is a virgin.
Right.
The proof has been destroyed.
Yes.
Hello, Josh, Don and Mike Show. Hi, Josh. Oh, hey, Ben.
Josh?
Hello, Josh.
You guys there?
Yeah, hi, Josh.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing okay.
I saw a little bit of that Britney BS last night, and she looked good, I got to tell you. But if you saw, her voice was kind of like faded in and out. I think she was like talking over what was recorded, like from the songs. Cause, like,
I got the impression
said before.
I got the impression looking at that it was just technologically, really, probably they were doing things that they haven't done in other live shows.
Or maybe it was augmented in some way.
Yeah, it was sophisticated. Yeah. It was a very sophisticated presentation.
Sure.
But, I mean, as far as the music,
the show itself was incredible. I mean, I've never seen anything like that before.
It's like, really, it's like going to a strip club, except the girl kept her clothes on.
Right.
Exactly. That one outfit she came out with, the silver and the bustier-looking thing. Oh, man, you got to be kidding me.
So hot. With the hot pants, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So good.
Yeah, we're
just on that meteor shower. I caught the end of it coming out of New York State the other night. And I'll tell you, man, we saw some wild stuff up there.
You know,
I mean, ones that were lighting up the whole sky.
Those look like
you guys down in D.C.
Those look like fake Tig Old Biddies.
Well, that's been the rumor for a long time. Right.
They really, I mean, in that silver outfit that this guy's talking about, they particularly look artificial.
That's another thing I'd like to do. I would like to get her in these stirrups.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to, you know, put on that big, what's that thing those doctors have? That thing they strap on their head that's got the big brown mirror on the top of it?
It's the big brown mirror they strap on their head.
I'd like to get one of those and go right down there, right between her legs, and take a look
at you would.
Everything that's happening down there.
You wouldn't be doing it for medical reasons either.
And then what I'd like to do is lift her breasts up to see if she's got the scars like the strippers had during the strip pyramid on Friday's episode.
Or at least just give them the squeeze test.
Yeah, right.
She denies that, too, so there's your credibility.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're fake, Buzz?
I do. And she says they're not, but, you know, there seemed to be a sudden change where there should have been a gradual one.
And give them the taste test as well.
Oh, yeah. Because that really is the final determining factor.
Well, Mike, you know, here, through the miracle of technology now, what we're going to do is we're going to go inside Britney Spears.
All right.
We're going to go inside.
Well, that's very good with our special, do we have a camera?
No, here we go. Here we go. Hello? Well, we're inside Britney Spears right now, and man, I can tell you, as you can see from the walls here, from the inside the sugar walls,
she's not a virgin, Don.
No,
you were right all along.
It looks to me this is like a house that has been eaten by termites, ravaged by termites.
Wow, this person has been very active for quite some time, as a matter of fact.
And if you look right over here to my left, you see, Mike, there appears to be some type of oozing. I'm not sure what it is, if it's an ingrown hair or...
I'm not sure, but it is not looking well. I think we ought to travel up topside now.
You want to go up by our boobies?
Yeah, let's see if we find anything artificial up there.
All right, now we're going to make our way through Britney Spears. Okay,
welcome to the Andromeda Strain.
We are going through her intestines now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Britney.
Big celebratory Las Vegas meal last night. Oh, let's get out of here, Al.
Okay, look, Mike, hold on. Grab onto her ribs.
Okay, here we go. Britney, pull up here.
Okay, I'm going to take the left one. You take the right one.
Very good. I'm over here on the right one.
I got the left one.
Oh, look at that.
Oh.
Look at that. It's a plastic pouch.
Fake.
It's a plastic pouch, and it's as fake as fake can be.
They look like jellyfish.
Oh, that's good. Let me poke it with my finger for a second. Go ahead. There, see, that's big.
Nice sound effect, Buzz.
Absolutely big. Now, what I'm going to do is, right? Robbie, if you'll get me my, my bag here, please, for a second. I'm going to do a very dangerous experiment inside by the breasts of Britney Spears.
Okay, remember, we have to get in and out without being noticed. So don't do anything that's going to disrupt her.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to attempt to light one of these bags.
That's not. We're not supposed to do that, Don.
Be careful.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me get this.
All right, that's
the lighter.
That is my butane lighter.
Okay.
And, oh, my. Oh.
No! Let's get out of here!
Oh, look at us. Hey, we're like Ghostbusters. Man. We've been slimed.
Wow. Well, we found out all there was to know, though.
Here's a towel.
Yeah. Incredible.
She's a mess.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Absolute mess.
I actually smell smoke.
Hello, Mike.
I mean, I really do.
Donna Mike Show. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? What are you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I just want to let you know, I'm not by any means a Madonna fan, but did you by any chance see her special on HBO?
Yeah, sure.
Now, I mean, to me, Britney Spears doesn't have to be a singer to be popular. She should just be in porno movies. Because she never sings one word of her songs. I frankly have never actually seen her live sing anything. I mean, everything she does is done in the studio. There's no proof that she can even sing.
That's, point is well taken. I agree. Yeah. I agree with you.
But that's what's great about her. Cause
now, I saw Madonna, and like I said, I'm really not a Madonna fan, but that woman is absolutely talented. Her concerts are incredible.
No disagreement there. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Andrew. Hey.
Hey, if it's true that Britney Spears is a virgin, then Justin Timberlake has produced more pearl necklaces than all the oceans in the world.
All right.
That's a little stretch to get the joke in, but
no, I don't doubt it. And you know, if that's the case,
right?
More power to him. I just don't believe it. Steve, Donna Mike Show. Hello, Steve.
Hi, men.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Call up and say hi, men.
Hello, man.
How are you today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I don't know whether it's because we saw her when she was on Mickey Mouse or when we saw her grow up before our eyes, but that is one PLA, I'll tell you.
Everybody's agreed. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, we're all
agreed. She's got it going on. There's no doubt about that. I mean, there's a combination of factors with her that just, she's got it.
Mm-hmm.
She's got it like, like supermodels have it, or swimsuit models have it, you know.
She's hot. She's the girl next door, but she's also kind of hoary.
But really, I would enjoy the show more if you put it on mute.
Hello, Sean, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I don't mean to get off topic, but I was just at a Borders in Gaithersburg, and there was a guy singing blues down at a coffee bar, and he was singing a song about you. It was tasteful and everything. He was just talking about how he was driving around town and, pretty depressed at D.C. and that you were the only thing that, you know, got him going in the day. So I just thought it was pretty cool. I thought I'd let you guys know.
You said you just came from a Borders. I mean, at 11 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning, a guy is singing the blues in a bookstore on a Monday? Carl Gross?
No, this was last night.
Oh, last night. Okay.
Yeah, I was just looking for CDs, and all of a sudden I heard Don and Mike, and I looked over, and there's some guy playing a guitar, and just
you know what?
Like a blues.
Gotta be. That's gotta be. Buzz is absolutely right. That's gotta. Doesn't Grossman do that?
Yeah. Oh, let's keep the Mary Jew out of this, please. Although he certainly does have a lot to be depressed about.
He does indeed.
Listen, I know we're up on a break. I want to tell you about the weekend. I want to tell you about Dennis's porno, which we're going to be watching. But first, I've got to get to this before we break, Rob. I really do.
Happy fucking Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
All right, here's what we're doing tomorrow. Now, we've had conversations with the lawyers, shocker, and here is what we're officially calling the contest. Don and Mike's Fistful of Turkey. They didn't like the original name.
I remember the original name. I was fond of that. I'm certainly fond of this one as well.
The original name, incidentally, was deleted out of Friday's episode.
Right.
So here's the deal. Tomorrow, now, I don't know if we should let people call in and say they're going to come down, or if we should just open the doors at 11
and get the first 20.
Say the first 20 people down. That's probably what we'll do. First 20 people down here tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, Donna Mike World Broadcast Headquarters at 10800 Main Street in Toothless Fairfax. Here's the deal. We're going to have 20 defrosted turkeys with all of the junk still inside, all of the turkey junk inside. In each turkey will also be stuff like
chocolate syrup, pudding, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, spaghetti sauce. And what you're going to have to do is actually put your arm in all the way inside the turkey to get down to the very bottom where there will be a very small, tiny plastic egg.
I am already getting queasy about the mayonnaise turkey.
Inside each turkey will be a very tiny, like the size, how big is that? Like the size of a
robin turkey.
Yeah, like a walnut-sized plastic Easter egg.
Hermetically sealed.
Yes, that will have a number inside between 1 and 20.
Ah.
So when the people come down tomorrow, the first 20 people who want to have a fistful of turkey, they will come in the studio, they will select their turkey at random, the turkey will be defrosted, and what you want to do is get, obviously, you want to just roll your sleeve up, maybe even consider taking your shirt off, and getting as much, hi girls, and getting as much of your arm as possible. Your fist goes in first.
It was a real natural reaction on my part, wasn't it, Rob?
Getting,
as soon as Don said, take your shirt off, I kind of went, ah.
You get as much of your arm as possible inside the turkey,
right.
And then you're allowed to go in as many times as you need.
Oh, good.
To pull out
the egg.
The you know, and whatever leavings happen to be inside the turkey.
Well, you're going
to
have all the stuff you mentioned plus the giblets.
Yeah, you're going to have the insides of the turkey, which we're not taking out. And, you know, the stuff that comes in the bag.
Right,
That no one ever really figures out on Thanksgiving when you take open the turkey.
Heart, liver, gizzard.
You got the bag with the junk in it. Plus,
you boil that for your giblet.
Yes, great.
Plus, we're going to be putting in, as I mentioned, other secret stuff.
Well, the listeners will have the opportunity to keep the turkey, I believe, too.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yes, and take the
lovely
turkey.
Organic turkeys.
Boy, that'll be terrific.
Take the turkeys home with our best wishes. And
well, that's the one I want to eat on Thanksgiving.
Spaghetti turkey.
The turkeys will be filled with, as I mentioned, a variety of stuff. Anything from spaghetti sauce to mayonnaise to pudding to chocolate syrup, whatever you can come up with. And you got to reach in there and get your hand in, maybe all the way up to your shoulder there.
To find your egg.
To find the egg. And then,
because our egg hiders are going to do an extremely good job.
Good. Yeah. Now, this is going to be very tough. And once again, the man selected for this job is Slow Joe Hardinger.
Joe will be placing the eggs in the turkeys.
Mm-hmm. Joe will place the eggs in the turkeys, and then Joe...
He doesn't have to use his hand. He could use thongs or something like
and
that.
And then he will...
Thongs.
Then he will fill each turkey with an individual special sauce.
Fantastic.
That we come up with. And after the 20 people get their fistful of turkey, mm-hmm. and everybody has an egg with a number, we'll have a random drawing, and the person whose number we pull, they'll win the key that can start the Mercedes-Benz C230 compressor sports coupe that we're giving away on Friday, December the 14th.
And our special turkey mic, so you can hear every single gooey sound.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we'll have Raymond here from the DonnaMikeFans.com website.
Good, very good.
To get those pictures up. So if you want, we're going to hit this many times during the show. I don't think we need to have everybody call in and be here. Just
show up.
First 20 people to show up tomorrow, you get a chance to win the key for the Mercedes. And I should mention that today's key that we're giving away that can start the Mercedes in just, I think it's 3 weeks from Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Today you want to go to the Simply Wireless location at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City Mall.
Very nice mall down there.
You're going to get a lot of traffic there. It's on the food court level, mm-hmm. down on the lower level there of Pentagon City Mall. Just go into the Simply Wireless location at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City.
All right.
Tell them you want to enter for the Dynamike Mercedes. You fill out the entry blank. You don't have to do dick. They're not going to, hard sell you anything. They just fill out the form, and tomorrow we'll have a random entry, and that person wins the car. And you have until 9 o'clock tonight to get down to Pentagon City to the Fashion Center, Simply Wireless, and sign up for tomorrow's random drawing.
Very good.
Also tomorrow's turkey. Fistful of turkey tomorrow with the first 20 people that show up. Now we got to got a break. And then I'll tell you why I almost killed my wife this weekend. And, we've got to talk about the JFK Christmas party. Today's show's jam-packed. 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067. And New York, 877-692-1027. Be the 100th caller right now. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All the animals in the neighborhood running in circles. I guess that means your mother will be arriving soon.
Smell. things like dog food. The Don and Mike Show.
You're damn straight. All right, let's get a call. Period. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Rick Stafford.
Who's this?
Rick from Stafford.
Rick, listen. Call 100, my friend. That's you.
All right.
Cool. You won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss your favorite episodes again. Tune in to see the past season of HBO's Emmy Award-winning comedy series Sunday nights on the HBO. But wait, you also won $40 worth of Elvis scratch-off lottery tickets.
Oh, boy.
Courtesy of the Virginia Lottery. Elvis. With a top prize of $20,000, it's sure to get you all shook up.
Yeah, ma'am.
All right.
That's from the Virginia Lottery. And thank you for listening.
You got it.
Hold on just a second.
Yep.
Okay, so we've already gotten into tomorrow's show. Fistful of Turkey. We're the first 20 people down here. We're going to start it right at 11 o'clock.
Very good.
Right as we go on the air tomorrow. So here's the weekend. And this is what, and I can't get a hold of my wife now.
Oh, no.
Because she's done a total 180 on this. Now, she apologized to me yesterday, and I didn't want to buy it yesterday. And even today, she was still apologizing today for her behavior. Here's what happens. Saturday, get home. Well, first of all, Friday night, we had a wonderful dinner, the three of us, the family unit. You know, the boy and my wife and myself. Great, great time. No problems. Get up on Saturday. She's bitching at me that I, what was it this time? That I never go out and walk the dogs.
Right.
That she always walks the dogs.
It starts that way on Friday night. That's the first thing.
That's Saturday morning.
Oh, Saturday morning.
But now listen, it's not bad yet because I am PW, I cave. I say, fine, I'll take the German Shepherd out for a walk. You're right, I should get out. I should get some air. It's probably good for my head. I'll go out, I'll walk the dog. Well, as it turns out, this is the day that she wants to introduce Colonel Klink, our German Shepherd, to the brand new collar/muzzle that she wants this dog to wear. Now, what it is it's not really a muzzle, but it's a Velcro thing that goes around his nose and underneath his chin. Now, it does not constrict the fact that he can bark and open his mouth, but it has a hook on the side of it. It's rather than use a choke chain,
right?
You use this thing. So, like when the dog
supposed to be better than a choke chain.
Yeah, when the dog gets out of the control, you just pull it in.
And kind of like snaps his neck back.
You snap his neck back. So he's the dog gets excited anyway when he's going to go out for a walk.
Right.
He goes nuts like dogs do. So we get outside and I'm like, okay, Daddy's going to take you for a walk, and he's excited and Frida gets him into this thing, and immediately the dog is consumed with getting this thing off his face.
I've seen this. I saw one at our dog show that we had with the poop show the other day.
Right. Now, our dog, Colonel Klink, he's never worn this before. So when I'm finally going to take the dog for the walk for the first time, it is the first time I've ever by myself taken the dog for a lengthy walk.
You're not a big dog walker.
No, that's my wife. She does it with the other, the other house frows on the street. They all get together and bitch about how awful their wonderful lives are, and they walk the dogs together. She sends me out with the dog. So we start walking at every 5 feet. The dog is stopping, and he's doing this thing with his paws on the front of his face. Like this. He's going. And it was an agonizing episode. What should have been about a 20-minute walk turned into a one-hour experience because we couldn't walk 5 feet without the dog trying to get this contraption off him. So finally, about halfway back home, I felt so bad for the dog. I said, come on, come here, Klink, come here, boy. And I said, sit, and he sits, and I take the thing off him, and it's like I've freed him.
Yeah, he's happy
like,
now.
Like Lincoln freeing the slaves.
Hard I mean, play.
He's so happy. Mm-hmm. He is so happy, and he's a good dog. I don't know why she needs a leash on him. But
so he was under control when he had it just on his collar?
Yeah, but we come home, and she sees him bounding up the driveway before. She says, where's the collar? I say, I got it right here. How come he's not wearing it? I said, because it was driving him crazy. It was like keeping a muzzle on him.
Right.
So, but that was fine. There was not a problem. She, you know, again, I did as requested. Took the dog out for the walk, even though she made it tougher by putting the muzzle on the dog. Then we got like a million errands that we have to run. So I'm the good husband. I run the errands with her. We do all the boring stuff. We go to the bank. We go to the cleaners. We go to the grocery store.
And everything's fine.
Yes, everything is fine. Then we, as a family, we go bowling. We go bowling.
Yeah, good. Get a little tune-up. You know, work on the game.
On Saturday, and did great. Like that. Bowled a 125 in the first game, and I think I had a bad second game, like 90. But still, it was a good family fun with the three of us. Now, up until this point, everything's going okay. I mean, I've done everything that, she's requested of me. I took the dog for the walk. I went out. I did all the stupid errands. I didn't sit on my ass and watch TV like I always
do. You bet your family dinner on Friday night also.
Yeah, we go to the family bowling, which I enjoyed. But again, it's against my general nature. What I like to do on the weekends is pretty much barricade myself in one room. And Saturday, I just watch television, all the stuff I've TiVo'd. And Sunday, I watch football.
Mm-hmm.
But I've broken that routine. And now Saturday night, and to me, this is an incredible outpouring, an incredible gesture on my point that from sun up to sundown Saturday, there's no downtime for me. I get up, I go for this hour-long thing with the dog, then we run the errands, then we go bowling, and she's got it set up Saturday night. Then we're going to one of my kids, the parents' house. They're having like a get-together for the parents, just a little cocktail hour. So I'm not bitching about this, about the fact that it's going to be nonstop morning till night doing stuff. I'm not bitching about this. We got to leave the house at 7 o'clock, 6:30. It's 7 o'clock. It's 5 after 7. I say, baby, are you ready? She comes downstairs, and I mean, out of the friggin' blue. And I am not exaggerating. I know I exaggerate, but I swear on my kid's life, I'm not exaggerating when I say she turns into a hormonal maniac where she says to me, what is wrong with you? And I say, come again? She said, the cologne you have on. It is so overpowering. You're wearing so much cologne. I cannot stand the fact that you wear so much cologne. I've hidden this from you for years. And no, she's not hidden this from me. She tells me all the time. She says, you stink. You smell like a pimp. You have too much cologne on.
Whoa.
She says, it's disgusting. The cologne you're wearing is disgusting. You're wearing way too much of it. And I said, ugh, wow, okay. You know, back off.
Back off.
Then she says, and furthermore, tonight, on the way to Joey's parents' home, are you planning on smoking in the car? I said, yes, I'm going to have a cigar in the car. She says, oh, well, great. I said, again, what's the problem? I always do this when we're in a car together. Open the sunroof. I open the window. I do everything to keep the smoke away from her. She says, I hate it when you smoke in the car. You make me smell like smoke, and the problem is you smoke so many cigars that you have screwed up your sense of smell. You can't tell that you're wearing tons of cologne. So now I've just gotten two major hits.
Right.
And I'm standing there reeling. I'm like, my God, what have I done? She says, and also I want to tell you something else. I've had it with the snoring. Last night, I couldn't sleep because you were snoring so much. And I said to her, I didn't have anything to drink last night, because that's her whole big thing, is that if I have a drink, I snore, right? But she goes to the web. She goes to Ask Dr. Asswipe on the web. And she says, well, look, right here, it says there's three major reasons for snoring. First, if you're drinking. I said, no, you know, I didn't have a drink.
Right.
If you're taking sleeping aids. I said, that. I'm off the hook there.
Right.
Number three, if you're overweight.
Oh, God.
So, she says, now, and listen, I've not made a big deal about this on the air, but I've had some medical problems that I've not shared with everybody recently, and I've put on about 15 extra pounds.
Right.
Check out a picture of me on the web. I'm about 30 pounds heavier than I was about 6 months ago. So, she says, so the only thing I can assume is that you're snoring so much because you're overweight.
Man, this is this all the same salvo?
This is in a five-minute barrage.
Oh, man.
Where I'm getting, you're wearing too much cologne, you stink, I'm sure your friends at work think this. No one tells you this. No one has the balls to tell you what they really think. You stink. I can't stand to be with you. I smell like your cologne. You're awful. But and the reason you can't smell it is because you insist on smoking cigars, and you're going to smoke a cigar tonight in the car, and this is awful. And, oh, yes, your snoring is driving me crazy, and it's not because you're drinking or anything else. It's because you're fat. So and I'm just standing there in the kitchen, and I said, you've done a lot for my self-esteem in the last 5 minutes. And she says, well, you know, it bottles up inside me, and sometimes I just have to tell you how I feel. Sometimes I just have to. I just have to tell you how I feel. So,
whoa!
Suffice to say, I am, and I ask you not, I'm devastated.
Yeah, I mean, all those hits at one time.
I'm thinking that we've had a fantastic weekend up to this point, that I've done all the stuff that I normally don't do.
Right.
And still, I'm just standing there waiting to get into the car so we can go to the parents' house.
I guess you're pretty late after this, about 10, 15 minutes late.
Well, no. No, wait. It gets better. So we leave it at like 10 after 7. We're supposed to be there between 7:30 and 8.
Right.
But she doesn't have the directions. She has the general idea of where we're going.
Oh, boy.
She has the general idea. So we're driving, and she's doing this deal with me where she's saying, go left. I'm in the right-hand lane. And right as we're approaching a stoplight, she goes, oh, go left here. So I have to cut over four lanes of traffic to get in the lane to make the left-hand turn. And what we're doing basically is, because we don't know exactly where these people live,
right,
and because she won't pick up the phone to call,
mm-hmm,
we are driving in circles. We spent 45 minutes.
Now, that's something she would, under normal conditions, probably call right away.
Of course, there's been the battle going on, and I'm not saying anything to her because I'm still pissed at her. We are driving around, I don't know if anybody knows this, it's around Gaithersburg, Maryland, the Kentlands is what they call this, the subdivision area where they've got houses and condos, and they've got a shopping center there. It's like everything else in suburbia. And what we're doing is, we're spending 45 minutes just driving in a big circle. And what you'll have me do is stop and go the other way. So we go clockwise in a big, like, mile-long circle. Then we'll go counterclockwise. Wow. Then we would go up one street to look for a street, and we wouldn't find it. And we turn around, and I'm not saying a word. I am just...
You're seething is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Tension's building.
But secretly, I'm loving it. I'm loving the fact that we're lost because my wife has no idea where we're going.
Right.
And I finally say to her, why don't you just call? Why don't you just call and tell them that we're lost and find out where it is? So she goes, I get the... She picks up the phone and she calls. Well, they say, go past the Exxon station, take the second, go left at the second light, and then take your first left. Go to the Exxon station, we go left at the second light. There is no left-hand turn. Turns out the guy told my wife, go to the third light, not to the second light. But I don't mention that when we get back out on the main road and I say, you know what, let's try to go to the third light and make right. And make the left hand.
You're significantly late at this point.
No, so. We are. Now we're over an hour late for this thing. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we finally get there. Now keep in mind, she still is mad at me because I'm wearing cologne.
Smoking cigars.
I smoke cigars.
And you snore.
And I snore because I'm fat. Okay? Meanwhile, she's like navigated us. We've gone. We could have driven to Afghanistan before we could have driven to Gaithersburg. So we get to the party. We get to this thing. And now we got to do this thing where we're phony, like happy.
Yes. Hi!
You know, I mean, as we're getting out of the car, we're still not speaking.
Right.
And what I want to do is, I want to bust her balls so bad, I want to say, you dumbass, you've had us drive around in circles for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Look what you've done. You were 10 minutes late already. Then you had us drive around in circles. But I don't say anything, because frankly, I'm still reeling from all this other stuff.
Sure.
So we go in, the doorbell opens, like they're all like, hey, you're finally here.
Right.
Welcome. And we come in and we pretend like we're not fighting.
Like everything's fine.
Yeah, and we have a nice time. We socialize. We get done. I don't know, it's like 11 o'clock. We go back. We get back in the car. And immediately, silence again.
Ooh.
It's silence because I'm still pissed. She knows I'm pissed.
When you get into these moments, when you go to a social event, do you say things at the social event that are perhaps... just veiled, to indicate to your friends that...
No, will tell you exactly what I said. I tell them exactly what's going on. As a matter of fact, as we were driving up our street...
Do you find the guys at the party and, huddle together with them or anything like that?
As we were driving up the street, leaving our house to go to this event, right after I'd been rocked with all of these accusations, we saw the Brits at the top of the street. They were getting ready to go out for the night. So they come running over to the car and they go, "Oh, hello, where are you going?" And I said, "We're going to Gaithersburg, but don't bother talking to us because I'm a really flawed individual."
I said, "Okay, you're just like me."
Yeah, according to Frida, I can't do one freaking thing right. I'm like the worst thing on two wheels. I stink on ice.
That makes me feel better that you do that, too.
And when we got to the party, that's the first, of course... Even though we're adults, we've all got kids that are juniors and seniors in high school.
Right.
All of the wives are congregating in one area, and the men are congregating in the other. And it's like they come over and they go, "Hey, where you been? We've been waiting for you." I said, "The reason we're late? She's right there in the leather jacket."
Okay.
And then I got the pleasure of I said, "Now come here, because I'm scared of her." I go,
"Of course.
Nobody can hear me this, but come here." So I tell him, I say, "Do you believe this ass? All this stuff I do today." And then first I get, you wear too much cologne. And the guys say to me, now at this point I got the other men smelling me. I got the other men at this
party.
They're coming over and they're going,
"Well, you have to. You've been attacked, so you have to get strength from your fellow men."
They're coming over. I don't know how gay this must have looked, but they're coming over going, "I think you smell good."
Nice.
I said, "Sorry." I said, "Do you think, now how faggy is this?" I'm saying to these other dads, "Do you think it's too much?"
Right.
"Do you think I've got too much on?" And they say, "No." And then another dad says to me, "Smell me." So I this is like turned into Queer Central.
Is she aware of any of this going on?
Yeah, she's watching. Oh. She's watching as now all of the husbands are smelling each other.
Not amused, though.
No. We're all smelling each other. Now, we're not doing it to piss our wives off. We're really having a discussion about if, in fact, we have too much cologne.
What is too much cologne?
Well, according to Frida, anything.
Because
what I do, I got the thing that's got the
little sprayer.
And I do one on my left side, one on my right side, and always for luck, one down by my crotch. Right. I always do. You never know.
It's a good move.
You never know. God forbid we get, hit by a truck or something. Right. When I'm laying there, at least I want him to say, "Wow, his genitals smelled fantastic." So we get done with this thing.
I load up more than that. I do five hits with the sprayer.
Oh, I know. Now, see, and your perfume, I smell it when you come in the building every day.
Yeah, mine dissipates very rather quickly, though. That's why I do that.
So we, I got to tell you at this party. Now, listen, now here's a dilemma involving... Here's a dilemma involving three of the kids at my kid's school, including my kid. This is something that the three dads involved got together to try to figure out.
Right.
What happens is, at my kid's school on Friday, one of the kids is getting in his car to back his car out to leave. My kid starts jumping on the trunk of the car, okay? Like to screw with the kid, because apparently what they've done is they've put a bunch of empty milk cartons and stuff in the back of my kid's pickup truck, okay? Mm-hmm. So my kid starts bouncing on the back of the car. Well, the kid who's driving, when my kid starts bouncing on the back of the car, he throws his baby in reverse, and he backs up. Not quickly, but he backs up. While he's backing up, he tears the door of a car parked next to him, a door that is open.
Ooh.
So now that so the deal is, the third kid, and these are all kids, the three kids are friends, and all the parents are friends.
So the kids got the door ripped off as a friend too?
Yes. Now the kid who had the door ripped off, he's like the innocent in this, right? I guess he's just watching all this, and he's getting into his car, and the door opens up, and all of a sudden the other kid comes by and clips his door. So now the thought is, who is at fault?
Mm-hmm.
Who is at fault? And we had had this discussion before we even went to the party. And my wife said, well, I know exactly who's at fault. The kid that was driving the car that was backing up at fault. It's always the fault of the person who was driving. And I said, well, no, but wait, our kid's got to take some measure of responsibility because he was bouncing on the trunk of the car when the kid was backing the car up.
Right.
And then we started thinking, well, why did the other kid open the door? Well, the other kid's allowed to open the door to his car. So what happens is the dads, the three dads involved, me and the other dads, we go out and we look at the car, we look at the door, which it's not ripped off the hinges, it's one of those deals.
It was kind of dented.
No, it's not even dented, it's you can't really open it. When you open it up, it got jammed,
it catches,
and to shut it, you've got to do that thing, that hip move where you're doing the bump.
So you got to really, slam it and put your weight into it, but the thing was not completely ripped off the hinges.
No, so the decision that we made, we went outside, we looked at this, we considered each of our kids' accountability, and what we decided was that we would let the kids work it out among themselves.
And smart.
We went back inside, and that was not met with a tremendous amount of enthusiasm by the wives.
Right.
They said, did you guys figure out who's responsible? And we said, yes. We believe in some way all of the kids are responsible, so we're going to let them work it out on their own.
Good decision. Yes, it is.
So, okay, hold on a second. I got to get this in very quickly. I know we got a break for the dentist thing. That was just a sidebar. So we get done with the evening. It's a real nice evening. We get back in our car, and right away again, it's Ice Station Zebra. As soon as I get in the car.
Rock Hudson movie.
My wife is still pissed. First thing she says when we get in the car, I can still smell the cologne.
Oh.
First thing she says. We get home from this evening. She says to me when we walk in the door, she goes up to the bathroom and she goes, the smell of that cologne is still in the bathroom. I still smell the cologne.
Why?
In the bathroom.
Mama on the warpath.
Sunday. Now it's Sunday morning. It's a totally new day. We go to bed on Saturday night. You know, I mean, things are chilly. We wake up Sunday morning. Now keep in mind, it's, I don't know how many hours since all of this happened. I approach my wife about perhaps fulfilling our marital obligations. She says to me, not unless you go upstairs and take a shower. I said, why? I just took a shower last night. Because you still smell like the cologne.
Oh, wow.
Now, at that point, it's like it's the last insult. I've had it all, so I say, you know what? Forget it. Don't need it. That's all right. It's Sunday. I'm going showerless today. Take me or leave me. I don't care. And then I sit there and I read the paper. Well, about 10 minutes later, and this is what's beautiful about broads. 10 minutes later, she goes, what's wrong? What's wrong? Because all of a sudden in her mind,
everything's right.
Everything's right. She says, what's wrong? I said, what's wrong? For the last 12 to 14 hours, everything I've done has been wrong. The cologne, the cigars, the snoring, the fact that I'm fat. All of these things of which, hello, we've been married 20 years. These are not things that you've just found out about me today. That I wear cologne, that I smoke cigars, that I snore, that I'm fat. These are not things that all of a sudden she goes, oh, my God, this is not the guy that I married. She says, oh, sweetie, well, I'm sorry. And I was not ready to accept the apology. I wasn't, so I said, thanks, I appreciate it. I turned, and I left the room. She says, when you're watching football today, I'm going to do something real nice for you. And I said, great. So I'm watching the games, my kid's watching the games. She goes out, she runs her errand, she comes in with a bag from Macy's. And what she got me? Cologne. She got me cologne that she likes.
That's when we guys, we just want to unscrew our heads and screw them on some other body.
Now,
this is confusing. Mm-hmm.
I got the cologne on today, and for my smell,
it's a little strong.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No,
not really.
I'm joking.
No.
I can't smell your cologne. For my money, it smells worse than the stuff that I had on Saturday night.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And purposely.
So she went out to get a cologne that she likes.
Yes. So purposely, today, when I'm leaving the house, I mean, I drenched myself in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I gave like five to my face,
right,
my shoulders, my chest. I'm rubbing this in. I'm thinking I'm going to come down and I'm just going to, I'm smelling like a whore. I'm coming down. I come down and she goes, Oh, that's my guy. Oh, now you smell great today.
Oh, my God.
You smell...
So it was the choice of cologne.
I still don't know. I'm on the way to work, and the thing rings, and I go, hello, and she goes, hi, I just want to say, I'm real sorry. I love you. You're my guy. You're my guy. I love you. I love you so much. And I was like, yeah, okay. I love you, too. See you later.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years.
No.
Nothing works here.
I've been here for 20 years with this woman.
So you're confused a little bit.
I am absolutely conflicted and confused.
I understand.
And from her standpoint, it's over.
Right.
She treated me like S on Saturday and on Sunday morning. But then as soon as she decided it was over.
It was over.
It was over.
But you're still lingering.
Oh, you bet your ass on
well into
lingering.
Monday.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The rules. And there isn't a married guy on the planet who hasn't been through what you went through that
that's
night.
True. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, what I like is that I think you handled it the right way by seeking out the other males at the party.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
By you know,
have
finding
to.
Solace with other pals.
Got to.
And, you know, we get wrapped for that, too. We married men. We get wrapped for, you know, you didn't need to bring that up before. Well, we need to find that. We're all insecure.
Mm-hmm.
We need guys that'll make us feel more secure. There you go.
There she is. My child bride.
No warning signs either, huh?
None. It's been a perfect weekend up until 7 o'clock Saturday night.
See, I get warning signs. My wife usually becomes very quiet, like she was this weekend. So I'm walking on real, I'm just being very careful around the holidays.
And no idea why?
No. Not really. Well, she'll tell me
eventually.
A little bit here, a little bit there, but I'm very, and, you know, it just seems like when he goes through something like this, it's not too long.
It's hormonal,
before I get something like
this.
It's
all chemical.
I'm really worried. She says I'm being too insecure. When that happens, that's when, you know, I'm cruising for a fall.
Mm. Well, even last night, you know, I had to, I'm, she's got me so friggin' neutered. That, here's the deal. Last night, I know we got a break. I promise. I could make
this important.
Fast. Last night, she's watching the Britney Spears show. I watched part of it with her, and then I went in the other room to watch the Rams game. Okay? So it's now 9:30. The Britney Spears show is over. I said to her, since the same satellite box operates the TV in the bedroom and the TV down in the family room, I said, do you mind? I'm going to go upstairs and get into bed, and I'm going to turn the football game on. And she said, why? I'm going to be down here cleaning up the kitchen for a while, and I want to watch something else. And I had to bite my tongue from saying, why? Because I go out every day and slay the dragon, and the reason that we have all of these fabulous televisions is that I go to work every day, and I've gone to work every day for the whole 20 years that we've been married, and if I want to turn on Channel 206 and watch the goddamn St. Louis Rams in bed, I should be able to, because it's my freaking house! But I don't. I just, wow. I said, come on, please.
As we do.
I did.
And that is, ladies and gentlemen, what you heard was the exact same tone that was used, too.
And that's what I said.
Yeah.
Come on, please. And she said, okay.
Right. Right. And you go up, you know, you're satisfied with the outcome that you get to watch the game, but you're realizing, why did I have to?
Yeah, I mean, I'm up there laying in bed, and I got the game on, and I'm thinking, well, I could have been just as happy watching it downstairs, I guess. I don't know.
You never know.
But I had to make a stand. At some point during the weekend, I had to make
sure.
A stand. And that was a...
Payback.
That was my stand. Yeah.
And she's not available today for some reason.
No, she's doing a thing at my kid's school. Although I'm sure she'd come on, like she told me before the show today. She said she apologized.
Right.
For saying what she said to me.
Well, she'll probably apologize like she apologizes on the show sometimes. Which isn't going to make you any happier.
Let me see if I can get her. I better get her voicemail. It was a heartfelt apology, I think, that at first I didn't want to accept.
Yeah, you weren't ready.
And she told, oh, here's how she balanced it out to me. She said, well, now, wait a minute, hold on. Saturday, didn't I tell you what a genius I think you are at radio? I said, well, thanks. You know, thank you. I'm very good at my job. Thank you. However, in every other aspect of my life, I'm a big freaking loser.
You were wounded.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it makes me feel very good to hear you, and I know all the married men in our audience.
Yep.
Feel good to hear you do this. So
you did say one nice thing to me.
It helps us all.
Thanks, good. That I'm good at my job.
just to, you know, just to know you're not alone in this. At one point, I think over the weekend, I may have had an exchange.
She's not there.
I may have had an exchange with my wife that went something like this. You love me, don't you? And the response from Laura was,
yeah.
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 Right.
Okay.
Been there.
You see, women don't understand how that affects a guy.
Well,
it makes you kind of just
yes,
get a little squirrely.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Last night, I wanted to scream so badly. Because it's my house! Because if I want, I will turn the Rams game on every single television in this house.
You know the best thing about it?
You know why? Because these are my TVs.
Best thing about it is that we've got a holiday to look forward to.
Yeah.
So there won't be any stress involved in anything anybody's life.
Hey, listen. And the good news just keeps getting better.
Right.
Guess who's coming tomorrow? My mother-in-law.
Yeah, but you're going to somebody else's house this year, right?
Yeah, but no, my mother-in-law has got to come down here because apparently in Ocean City you can't get your hair done there anywhere. You got to make the 3-hour drive to D.C. to come to stay with us to get your hair done.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Life is good.
Okay, we're going to break. Thank you, everybody. See, this saves me. I know I've said it before, but I mean, this saves me. I don't know how much a therapist costs. If it's $75, $100.
$110 an hour.
All I'm thinking is right there. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Don.
All I know is I've just saved myself $110.
There you go.
You've helped us all, actually.
We'll break. We'll come back. Dennis's porno is here. Dennis is on the line. Let me see. Major effing star, are you there, Dennis?
I'm still here, Don. How you doing, Mike?
All right.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey.
Dennis, how did the shoot go this weekend?
I think it went okay, but I'm feeling that there's not enough nudity for you all.
All right, hold on. We will decide that. We'll watch the tape.
Okay.
And we will discuss it with Dennis Murphy and your phone calls when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, people are always coming up to me on the street and saying, Don, how can you make money showing those repeats? Well, the answer is simple.
Volume, volume, volume.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Home movies and this music, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hell. Here's your phone number. Toll free from anywhere in America. We're talking about anywhere from Seattle to Portland, Madison, Wisconsin, Las Vegas.
Put me on hold.
D.C., New York, anywhere. 877-365-3636. And just for Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. And just for New York, 877-692-1027.
Your source for hot gay action, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, before we bring the porno guy in, I'll take a call here. There we go. An unmarried guy wants to tell me I'm pee-whipped. Well, no ass.
Well, the unmarried guys always do that.
Carney.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It sounds like you might be whipped there, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, buddy.
You're backing down to Frida.
Yeah, buddy. How long have you been married?
Oh, I haven't been. I have not been married.
Okay, right. Talk to me after you've been married to the same woman, ball and chain, for 20 years.
Well, it's good that you still love her.
Well, see, I mean, it's the unmarried. You've never been married in your life?
No.
Well, then how old are you?
41.
41. Well, that's why you don't understand.
That's why I don't understand.
It's all, you know, for 41 years, it's all been about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I'm jealous.
Let me know when you want to. Let me know when you want to switch for a day. Hello, John.
Yeah, how you doing, Don?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, congratulations, buddy. I think I got this figured out.
What?
Frida's pregnant. You didn't tell us about her nausea.
Nausea.
You know, if only for the fact that I know that she's not able. I mean, she's
right.
I might have the same thought.
Sure.
Yeah, is it not able from her or not able from you?
Sir, my sperms are super. My sperms are super. No, my wife went through early menopause and
right.
Not a chance.
All right, perhaps secondary menopause. Anyway, take care. Thanks.
Thank you, my friend. Who is it? Is Dan there? Dan, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Dan.
Buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Well, every time my girlfriend starts talking about, you know, marriage and, you know, we should get married, I just turn you guys on. I listen to what you go through, Don, and I just say, you know what? No thanks.
Well, let me just say also, I love her more than life itself.
You love being married. You love the routines. You love being a father. You like being married.
Yes. Let me also say, though, that I'm sure O.J. loved his wife as well.
Oh, my God.
And, Don, if you ever need, services to relieve yourself of the stress, stay on the O.J. way, my services are available.
There you go.
All right, thank you, my friend. I'm not going to...
He's a friend of ours.
I am not going to kill my wife. Hello, Todd, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Huh?
Yeah, hey, Todd.
How you doing?
Okay.
Good. I just wanted to tell you that, don't get so down on that pee-whip thing, because my wife split on me about a year and a half ago, and I'd give anything to be pussy-whipped.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh.
Oh, man, at the holidays, too.
Yeah, touching at the same time.
All right, my
friend. Yeah.
Did she leave you for a woman?
No, I wish. I think she just lost her mind. She turned 40 and just whacked out. Left me with the two kids.
All right. Sorry about that, man. Sorry.
So, count your blessings.
I will. But again, let me know if you ever want to switch for a day.
Hey, at least you got the kids.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, Don, look, I've been married for 15 years, and you're whipped.
Yeah. Sorry, okay. Okay. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're not? You know what? I really do believe this. I deeply believe this, that if you're pussy whipped in that, can we say that? Is that okay?
I think you got to say pee whipped.
You got to be pee whipped. Okay. If you're whipped in a relationship, it's because it's an honest relationship. If you're not, if you're the guy, you're married, you're rolling around, you think everything's great, your woman's just not telling you the truth.
You want me to come in and lie to you on Monday and tell you,
that's great. She did everything I wanted to do.
I ordered my wife what to do. Now listen, she makes my life a living hell. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I got two options. I go along with the program or I cut her head off. I'm still a young man.
You've mentioned that a few times. That's the one extra time you've mentioned that now where it's starting to get uncomfortable.
I'm too handsome to go to prison. I can't go to prison. They would eat me alive.
Right.
Hello, Dean.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz, Radio Gods.
Hi.
Hey, Don, I just wanted to say about your weekend recap.
Yeah.
It was a lovely story, and you told it with such enthusiasm.
All right, get out of here. One more call, and then we can get to our guest. Hey, Liz. Liz, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Hi. I'm a rather new listener, and probably just the last month and a half, and I just heard Mike say that his wife hasn't really been telling him that she loves him.
No.
Listen to learn.
What I said was, the exchange went like this. I said to my wife, I was having one of my insecure moments, and I said, you love me, right? And she said, yeah. That's the tone. So you're going to decipher that as you will.
Well, I just assumed it was an ongoing situation, and that because I am a new listener, maybe this is something that happens periodically, but...
It is, frankly.
You were just one of the funniest people I've ever listened to. You have the most amazing, acerbic, quick wit, and you could really look like a warthog and, I think, attract just about anybody you want.
Well, thank you.
Well, there you go.
And I also want to know, who told the Helen Keller joke that had me in stomach cramps for, like, a day?
It was probably one of our listeners.
I think that was Make Us Laugh.
We did Make Us Laugh. Mm-hmm.
No, it was the Yankee Doodle Dandy, Helen Keller.
No, that was a listener.
That was a listener.
Oh, my God, that was hilarious.
One of the great listeners to this show.
I think you'll find lots of times the funniest stuff on this show, not from us, from our listeners.
That's for sure.
And that's the truth, though. Thank you, honey.
And if anybody wants to recap on that, it was Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, put a feather in her cap, and called it,
good joke. Still makes us laugh.
I like that joke.
Pete.
How are you guys?
Hey, okay.
Now, listen, I got a cure for your snoring, seriously, because, we're built similar.
Yes.
Now, this is a TP man. You know me, right?
No, not the guy who's made the contraption to wipe yourself.
Absolutely, sure.
The Warag.
Well, I've got something called sleep apnea, which I guarantee you have.
Oh, come on, get out. I'm not going to talk to a guy who's made a contraption so you can put a chamois.
Contraption? It's he rolls toilet paper and puts it between his cheeks.
You put a chamois in your butt. So that you don't leak into your underpants.
Disgusting.
Okay, let's let's move on. Joining us now in the studio is Porno Dan, who actually put together the Dennis Murphy porno videotape.
There's a good porn music.
This is something we've talked about on the air for months now, and it's finally come to fruition. Welcome, Porno Dan.
Nice seeing you, Don. Nice seeing you, Mike. How are you doing today?
How are you? You look like kind of a porno guy with that mafia suit on that you have today and the silver tie. You know, it's like how a porno guy should dress up.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Now, the site for Porno Dan is www.mecmultimedia.com.
Make them.
Make them. I can't say the word, but right. Y'all come on over here, okay? And the girls who participated in the porno with Dennis that we're going to be watching are from www.gentlemen'sgoldenclubgirls.com.
Very good.
Now, the idea was to make a porno starring Don and Mike, show regular, and major effing star Dennis Murphy. This is an unreleased film. At some point, we're going to have a giant private screening.
Well, we have to see it first.
Yeah. Well, either way, we're going to have a screening so people can see it.
Right.
Dan,
screening might be in somebody's living room.
Before we start to watch the tape, what can you tell us about the filming this weekend of Dennis's porno?
Just to clear it up a little bit, it's more of it's a comedy. It's a spoof on the porno industry. Dennis didn't want to be in a porno. I invited Dennis actually to go to Europe with us to be in one of our hardcore movies. Dennis declined to do that. As a result, we made a comedy, which is a spoof on the porno industry. So Dennis is the romantic Casanova character in the film.
So this is a G-rated movie?
I'd say it's a R-rated movie.
R-rated movie.
Do you see at any point, do you see Dennis's pimply ass?
No.
Is there any penetration in
no.
the movie at all?
No.
Do the girls perform on Dennis?
The girls get topless, but they do not perform on Dennis. That was Dennis's choice. That
oh,
the girls
now, wait, oh, now I am completely disappointed.
Dennis.
Dennis.
What did you do now?
Dennis, the deal was supposed to be, we had two deals with you. One, you were supposed to show your ass. And number two, the girls were supposed to perform on you.
Yes, but they gave me a lap dance.
They gave you a lap dance, but they were... The porno that we had in mind, and I think we were explicit about this, was you would just get the shot of the girl's head...
Right,
in your lap.
In your lap.
But that didn't happen.
Why?
Why?
It didn't happen.
Why?
I was...
All right, now let me say, before you begin your unbelievably feeble spin control on this,
okay.
Don't start sentences with no. I'm going to ask you, because this is when it really drives me insane.
Just tell us, why did the girls not perform on you? The deal we had was... Your genitalia would not be shown.
You'd like be the delivery boy while something else was going on.
Yes, and I was. I was a construction man. I was a cowboy in Santa Claus.
But you never actually... The girls. Why did the girls not perform on you?
Well, I don't think we could have done, you know, what we're talking about in the Gentleman Gold Club. We have a... Dan can explain why... We couldn't do the penetration.
Okay, no, we never wanted penetration.
No.
We just wanted oral.
Okay. I was going to do it. I wanted to do it, but the thing is...
What?
We had an audience of 25 people.
So?
Oh, okay.
So just pretend.
But this was done in the strip joint?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, it was done at the club.
Now, how come you didn't show your ass? That was another part of this. We had to have a shot of your incredible bulbous ass.
Okay. I wanted to, but Dan wanted me closed. So I was...
All right, now I'm getting the impression that you were under some kind of restriction, Dan. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Is there some kind of where you couldn't... You couldn't do what, you know, it was not no holes barred. But I thought
legality.
It started out like that. You were going to go to, like, some warehouse or something.
I can do something like that. However, Dennis, and I respect Dennis's decision, doesn't want to be involved in a movie like that.
Well, now, Dennis, that was the whole point, that you were going to be in a movie like that.
So, Dennis, it is very entertaining. Your listeners will like it. It's a very good comedy.
And it's a good comedy?
Yeah, it's a very good...
All right, let's take a look.
Just say Dennis Murphy, from where all disappointment flows, as always.
He has disappointed us again.
Johnny, break the agreementa.
Yeah.
Dennis Murphy.
Well, it sounds to me, Dan is saying you didn't want to be in that kind of movie. Is that true?
I didn't want my... genitalia to show.
And but we never said your genitalia would be showing.
Didn't ask for that.
We asked that the girls perform, and all you would see is the girl's head.
Or, like, the girls would be involved with another guy,
mm-hmm.
and you'd just be, like, sitting there eating pizza or something like
that. I wish that would have happened, but that didn't happen.
But what about the shot of your ass?
The ass didn't get shown.
Why? Why?
What is so difficult about explaining this, Dennis?
I was cool about showing my ass, but Dan wasn't
close.
I was close without...
All right, what is it, Dan? Who's telling the truth here? What's going on?
Dennis never mentioned me about showing his ass. I would have had no problem showing Dennis's ass on
All right, Dennis. Hold on.
If you had him in mind,
hold on.
I'd have been okay.
All right.
Let's roll the tape. Let's see what's happening.
This is uncut, unedited, and there's a lot of editing we have to do with this. There's probably 3 or 4 takes of each scene.
Okay. All right, here we go. Can we dim the lights a little bit, Rob, so we can see the screen a little better?
And respect. Now it's opening in a. The quality is quite good.
I'm Dennis Murphy, and I'm here for a picture of AC. Okay.
Let me just say that the quality already,
right.
It's beyond regular video quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it might be a little audio issue here, but...
Let me set the scene. That Dennis is wearing a construction uniform.
What's that, Dan? What are you saying?
The scene has bad audio.
Okay.
So if you want to fast forward a little bit, audio gets a lot better.
No, I'll just stick with it as it is.
Okay, that's
just see what happens here. Okay. Dennis is wearing a hit what?
I think he hit pause again.
Oh, hit pause again? Okay. You're right.
Hey, it is
pretty
So Dennis is asking the girl, what's wrong with the air conditioner?
Oh, wow, the swim plant now.
Now what's happening here is one of the girls is holding Dennis's power drill. Not the drill in his pants, the actual power drill.
Looks like are they reading lines?
Oh, yeah.
Not too obvious. The stripper looks like Bob Hope. And I don't mean she looks like that, but when Bob Hope would read the lines off camera.
Now Dennis has just been poured a drink, looks like a Cosmopolitan, maybe.
Ah.
Gotta see Dennis in the hard hat and the flannel shirt. What did he say?
Can we do it over again?
He's drinking. You know, we absolutely have to have a party where we show this.
Yes, absolutely.
This is already so bad. No one's even gotten naked, but it's so bad we have to show this.
Yeah, you're right about that, Dan. It is a comedy.
Okay.
Put the thing on. Stop. Put the tag on. Yeah. How do you want me to put that? Let me show you how to use it. Okay. Oh, Dennis got a giant sexual device in his hand. Oh, my God. My glue is broken. It's not broken. Okay. You got to see these two sitting in a bar, looking down at their scripts on the bar, just reading.
This is horrible.
This is like a bad Saturday Night Live.
It's great. It's great, but it's horrible.
I'll tell you, the only thing...
He's
sweating.
Okay.
He's turbo sweating.
Okay, now, I'm shocked.
And with the lights really bright,
what does the sound get better? Should I fast forward it?
Yeah, fast forward it. The next one, we turn it up.
What's going on?
Okay, I just want the sound to be able to translate. Ugh, this thing is a mess.
Hello, Scott.
So it's not as bad as you thought in the beginning?
No, it's not.
There's just too much. There's not enough nudity already. You know?
Yeah. Initial reaction when I was hearing Mike's just overwhelming sense of disappointment was, forget the Taliban, bomb Dennis Murphy.
I mean, you've got to see him. You've got to see him, though. He is dripping with sweat. He has the construction uniform on. He's got the hard hat on.
I will tell you, from a comedic standpoint, it's already smashing.
Right, now hold on. Now,
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to pick it up again. Here we go.
Better audio now?
Better audio this time.
Yeah, it's much better, Dan.
Oh, that's my girl.
I like to play with big toys.
Oh, you do? Okay, let me see.
Look at him.
Oh, okay. And that's always good when you're reading dialogue to say, let me see.
Oh, come on.
Happening?
No. Nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening, Buzz.
Hey, stop playing with my cool!
This really sings. This scene moves.
Okay.
Now, wait. She's holding the Dennis's power drill, and Dennis says, hey, stop playing with my tool. Then Dennis stops and turns around.
Says, let me see.
And he reads his line off a prompter card.
This is a good angle with Dennis, though.
Yeah, very flattering.
Oh, my God.
Most things can be fixed.
Oh, okay. I've got one good one, but... Okay.
Oh, you know what they're reading? Is that a laptop computer that they're reading their dialogue?
Yeah. They're reading the, oh, you're right. They're reading the dialogue off a computer screen.
Oh, God.
So the idea to have them ad-lib, I guess, was thrown out, right?
The last scene, we finally threw our hands up in the air and let them ad-lib.
Right. The last take of this scene?
Last scene.
Okay.
Gave up.
Normally, these things can be fixed with editing, but there isn't an editor in the world who can fix this.
I don't think so.
I just want to say, this is not surprising to me.
All
right, I'm going to fast forward. When do we get to the nudity here?
I keep going to see when Dennis becomes Santa Claus.
Okay, it's not until Dennis is Santa Claus?
Right.
God damn. Let's see. Hello, Don. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, I might suggest a reason why Dennis backed out. It seems over the years he's had a problem with maintaining an erection when you send one of these little... First, you sent him to Las Vegas to prostitute.
Yeah, but he wouldn't need to.
Right, he wouldn't need to.
He wouldn't even need a stiffy, though. Because the girl would just be...
itself, I mean, it might just make you want to back off completely. I don't know.
All right.
Maybe. Who knows?
Well, you know, either way, I think we're going to have to show this. We're going to have some party to show this to our listeners. This is so bad. And I mean, no offense to Dan, to Porno Dan. The production values are great.
Beautiful.
The girls are beautiful. The girls have sex toys. They're ready to get naked. Now, is this the same scene again?
No, it's cowboy.
Dennis is a cowboy now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Actually, worse.
Dennis is a slot machine kid.
Why is he calling that?
Oh, that's a bartender. Are you a bartender or a dancer? Yeah, she's a bartender and
Yeah, the production values are very good.
The microphone's suck. It's hard to hear. Dennis has a gun on and a cowboy hat.
He has a small cowboy hat that sits on top of his head.
Now, what happened? Dennis just left the bar. What happened?
Dennis kept wanting to retake everything. I told him you could edit it, but he wanted to. He's a perfectionist.
Okay, so from the top again. Here he comes in the bar again.
What's up, stranger? What's your name?
Oh, hi. My name is Dennis
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
He's the worst. Now he's going to go out. He's going to try it again. Still, no one's gotten naked because Dennis can't get the beginning right.
Right.
He's going to walk in the bar again. All right, here he comes.
All right.
What's up, stranger? What's your name?
Oh, my name is Dennis the Slot Machine Kid.
Why do they call you that?
I'm going to say, why do they call me? I am the one-armed bandit.
Oh, boy.
How about you have one of my special drinks?
This is
everything we expected it would be.
God, he's awful.
You know what? I would give a strong recommendation to the re-editing of this, which would be less dialogue.
He was supposed to say, I reckon I'll have one.
Right.
Hey, the woman is fetching.
Lord knows Dan did everything he could.
Okay. I am long
Damn.
I understand why we gave up with the script in the last watch.
Yeah, hold on. We got a break. we'll continue to watch this. I guess, right?
Yeah,
I want to see what the payoff is. Hello, who's this? Don and Mike show. Hello.
This is Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, I just wanted to say yet another epic of Dennis Murphy ruined by Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
You're correct.
By the by, this is the same Scott, the Helen Keller guy.
All right. Thank you, Scott. All right, well, there's the guy that had the funny joke. Hey, Pat.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hey, did Dennis say his name was Dennis the Snot Machine?
Yeah, Dennis is very mucousy in this. Even I know he's hard to understand on a regular basis.
Well, I mean, anybody would be hard to understand. The audio's a little rough on this.
Hello, Chris, Don and Mike show. Chris.
How's it going?
Hey.
I know why Dennis Murphy didn't want to get shown.
Why?
Coming up short.
Coming up short.
Coming up short. That seems, a lot of people seem to think that. Well, Dennis, are you hearing the reviews thus far?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to win an Oscar with this.
What?
I'm not going to win an Oscar with this performance.
Dennis, would you have preferred to ad-lib the whole thing?
I wish I should have ad-libbed, yeah.
Okay, hold on. You know what we're going to do in the interest of maintaining our ratings, which I guess up until this segment had still been pretty good.
Right.
Yeah. I think what we're going to do is we're going to ask Dan to find the part on the tape, the Santa Claus part, where the girls get naked. And
so there's a scene with Dennis as the repairman, air conditioning, no nudity.
Correct.
There's a scene with Dennis as the cowboy, no nudity.
Well, he has sex toys out that he's using with the female participants.
But see, the thing is, we don't have the time to sit here on the air and watch as Dennis screws up the scene time and time again.
There's nudity, though, huh?
Well, no, it's actually simulated because they didn't want to actually have the actual devices inside them, which is understandable.
Right. All we've seen thus far is Dennis walking into the bar saying, "Hi, I'm Dennis Murphy.
The slot machine kid."
And then he goes, wait, I want to try that again.
Are there any other locations, or is it just at the bar?
No, we actually are moving locations where Santa Claus is coming down a chimney and there'll be nudity.
All right. Let's break. We'll come back, and we will go we'll go right to the money shot here, so to speak.
Yeah.
The payoff. And trust me, I know that this is probably not translating well on the radio, but I think we should show it as is, with no edits, at a private party for our listeners.
Right.
I think if you sit around and you had a bunch of booze and you watch this thing,
sure,
you will get a laugh watching this.
Well, there's no need to edit it. It's not like we'd fix it.
Yeah.
You can't.
Right. Unfixable.
This is a tape that requires no post-production.
All right, well, beautiful.
It's absolutely an exercise in futility.
When we come back, we'll get Dan to fast-forward it to what we hope will be the best part.
Right.
Dennis as Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
And this is the ad-lib scene, right?
Correct.
So there's no Dennis walking out of the bar. And incidentally, I mean, you've got to see the physical action where Dennis is sitting at the bar and he's looking at this hot girl,
right,
who's holding a giant sex toy, and he actually turns away from her, turns his back to her to look back at the screen, at the computer screen, to get his next line.
Get his line.
As he turns around and then delivers the line to her.
Yeah, the line's dialogue. Big problem.
Okay,
yeah.
We will be right back.
Mike
Show. Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
Proudly wearing their rock kings, Don and Mike.
All right, here's the phone numbers you need for the show. Anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. Tomorrow on the show. Hold on, Robbie. Give me my music there. Definitely got to have my Thanksgiving music. That's right. Tomorrow.
Happy New Year.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Don and Mike Show.
Here's the deal. It's Fistful of Thanksgiving. It's going to be delightful. We're going to take the first 20 people to show up here at the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters on Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia, the big CBS building. I mean, you can't miss it. It says CBS right out front of the building. The first 20 people to come down will have their opportunity to put their hand inside a turkey
and find an egg
that has a 1 in 20 chance of winning the key that can start the 2002 Mercedes-Benz 230 Sports Coupe.
But if your hand goes into that turkey, you should be aware of the fact that there are going to be all sorts of odd things in there.
Yes, besides the usual leavings,
right,
and turkey entrails and stuff that you find in the turkey, we're going to fill the turkeys up with stuff like mayonnaise and ketchup and mustard and pudding and chocolate syrup.
It's delightful.
And I believe Crisco.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in like that vegetable oil.
Sure, lots of goo.
What you want to do is get your ass down here. The first 20 people to show up tomorrow will each get a chance to get a fistful of turkey.
I vote for creamed corn also.
And just put it on the shopping list.
Absolutely.
We're going shopping after the show today, and you'll have a 1 in 20 chance of winning the Mercedes. That's on tomorrow's show. Also, as a bonus to all the people who come down tomorrow, they will be able to watch in the privacy of the conference room,
right,
the Dennis Murphy video.
Ah. And they get to keep their turkeys.
Yes, they get to take the turkeys home with them.
Because who doesn't want to fry it up or cook it up and dine after that?
Nothing like a room temperature turkey full of mayonnaise for the holidays.
So really, all you got to do that tomorrow is the only thing it will involve is rolling up your sleeve, perhaps wearing like a wife beater shirt.
Sure.
And you put your hand in the turkey. And you have to dig around in there to find the thing that was the key that will start the car.
Yeah, ladies may want to wear a bathing suit top.
Or topless,
right,
if they like.
Because your clothes will get messy.
Now, an easier way to enter the contest to win the Mercedes is simply today to go to the Simply Wireless location in the Fashion Center at Pentagon City. On the food court on the lower level, go in there anytime between now and 9 o'clock tonight. Just tell them you want to fill out a registration form, very simple, with your name and your phone number, and we'll pick one person at random on tomorrow's show to win a key.
It's that easy.
And we're only giving away 29 keys for this car, and we're going to give away the car on Friday, December 14th. So you go to the Simply Wireless location, Fashion Center at Pentagon City today, or tomorrow come on down for the Fistful of Turkey. We will take the first 20 people who show up at our studios.
It's our way of saying Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Now, this is Dennis Murphy porno. Oh, and also I want to mention Wednesday on the show, Mr. Skin is coming on with his turkey awards in time for Thanksgiving. Celebrities who should not have gotten naked in movies.
Now, I really look forward to that just about as much as anything Mr. Skin's ever done on this show. That should be terrific.
Mm-hmm. We are joined now by Porno Dan, who actually did a great job putting this Dennis Murphy porno together.
Porno Dan was telling me during the break about his upcoming trip to Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Where he will be making real dirty movies.
Now, where are you going?
I'll be going to Prague and Budapest and Vienna next week for Thanksgiving, for special Thanksgiving movies.
And listen to the going rate for a girl. How much you?
Yeah, I asked him how much one of his actresses would cost for a day of shooting, and you told me $400?
$400 for a day of shooting. That's absolutely anything you can think of.
Wow.
Now, that's a bargain at twice the price.
Yeah, it's what he does.
So, anyway, Dan was nice enough to say if we would like to be involved in some way in a real hardcore film, that he would include us. No thanks.
I'm afraid not. No,
no thank you. Buzz. Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz actually would fly over to Prague with you.
We'll talk later, Dan.
All right, this Dennis Murphy thing, although I think it's going to be something eventually that you guys have to see. It's so bad you have to see it. I also had a thought about this. You know, we've got that website, the unofficial website, DonAndMikeFans.com. I'm wondering, they should have the technology to download this and put this on streaming audio. Streaming,
I would think so.
Streaming video, so that you could actually see Dennis's horrendous performance.
I can do that for you if you want.
Could you put that on your website?
Yeah, I can put it up for you.
Oh, that would be great. So if someone just goes to www.mecmultimedia.com.
Yeah, I can have it up for you by sometime tomorrow.
That would be great.
You the master.
Fantastic.
Way to go, Dan.
that's it. Then all you'd have to do is go and press click, and you know, if you got the thing, you download a video, you'll be able to see it on the web.
That's fantastic. Yeah, because I really don't think we want to put this in a theater.
Well, I think we want to have a private showing at least.
Yes, absolutely. Private showing for our listeners.
To bring people down, our listeners down.
We'll bring them down, all right.
So, Porno Dan, I'm gonna plug this. It'll be up by tomorrow?
By tomorrow afternoon, we'll have it up. By the time your show comes on, 11.
Great.
We're going to take some small clips, because if it's played the whole thing, it'd be too big.
Oh, right? I agree with that.
Right. So we'll take some small video clips, put them up on a website, and we'll just let people look at them.
Great. So the site is www.mecmultimedia.com. That's one word.
Correct.
.com.
Then I look forward to the feedback from our audience tomorrow.
Yeah, once you actually see this, because you have no idea how horrendous this is. Now, what Dan has done is he's fast-forwarded to what he believes is the best part of the Dennis porno.
Well, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. This is where Dennis is dressed as Santa Claus, and by this time in the porno, they've given up on the script, since Dennis is so bad, and this is all ad-libbed, right?
Correct.
Okay, so here we go. Let's roll it. And the tape starts...
Right now.
Hey! There he is, this Santa Claus.
Now? Yeah.
They have Dennis coming out of a chimney.
Oh! Merry Christmas! God, that's a grand chimney. So look at everyone. Look at everyone wants for Christmas. For example,
oh, there we go.
Oh. My
duty. Here's some.
Uh-huh. Some
makeup. Yeah.
Yeah. She's topless. So the girl is asking Dennis for bigger boobs for Christmas.
That's a nice butt shot.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wow, a nice tease.
You'll see a lot more of that in a second.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Make sure you get a dildo.
Looking good. Okay.
Okay.
What do you want for Christmas, good?
Well, I want a fast car, some Lutheran, and a pony.
A pony? A wild pony.
Why not?
Oh, okay. Yeah, how about you? What do you want for Christmas? I'll work on that.
Yeah, he's an ad-libbing fool, isn't he?
Good. What do you want for Christmas?
I don't know. I have a lot of things that I enjoy, but... maybe a decent video of Santa with some girls.
Oh, well, you might get one.
Look at the tease on this.
Okay.
Yeah, really.
How are you?
Hey, that girl's got some grade A knockers.
Donkey? Okay, I'll get you a donkey. No problem.
A donkey?
I'll get you a donkey. I'll get you a donkey.
There he goes. Now I'm entertained.
Well, I just want to say this, and you'll see this when you go on the website tomorrow. The quality of this is better than, like, video. This is, Dan, what did you use? Because this looks like film.
Yeah, I use mini DV formats, digital formats, the thing you'd make my movies on.
I mean, the quality
might surprise you.
Yeah, the quality might surprise you.
Huh? I can arrange that. You know, the missus hasn't been good to me, so I'll make sure I'll get the missus down to you.
Rob, fantastic question. Is Dennis wasted at this point?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
Does he get wasted?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, play the lottery. You'll get the new one. How are you, son?
Yeah, I
want to
start my own PlayStation
today. Looks like quite a special room this time.
This is the VIP room of the Gentleman's Gold Club.
They actually have Dennis, the start with Dennis, actually climbing out of a chimney dressed in his Santa suit. Now, is there some sex coming up here?
Correct.
Are these all your pals, Dan, that were there?
Yeah, these would be my drinking buddies.
Do you want a coffee?
I'm going to fast forward to the
section. Yeah, you can fast forward.
Because he sees every individual in the room. Wow. That's what you do when you give Dennis an ad lib assignment.
Dennis actually walked, there's like 20 people in the room. He's actually walking up to each person asking what they want for Christmas.
It's riveting.
You know, the one guy says, I want a pony. A donkey.
You know, one guy wanted a Derek Jeter blow-up doll.
Boy, this is, he's lingering over this couple.
Jesus Christ. There's another couple who's still asking.
Now, are these your swinger couples here that we're seeing?
No, these would not be my swinger friends.
All right, now Dennis is again, I think that guy was asking for more hair. Because it's a bald guy, so I'm touching his head. Now, here we go. This is topless girls. But once again, Dennis is avoiding the topless girls and going back to the guy.
Colossal disappointment, isn't he?
You know, he's got two hot, naked girls, and he's ignoring them. Mm-hmm. Now, look at the girls. They want to participate. Here we go. Now Dennis is sitting down.
Can we, Don? You got to rewind just for Dennis sitting down.
Okay.
Because that looked like quite a labor there.
Okay.
If we get back to the point where he...
All right,
great. Watch this. Watch him sit down. Listen to this sound when he sits down.
Oh, that feels good.
Now we're getting some.
Oh, wow.
The zoom lens is being used. Right.
Oh, I'm having a Merry Christmas. I thought I was supposed to be heaven, but I'm the human.
These girls are goddamn hot.
We're going to get a la 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 pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
La la la.
Oh.
Really? Do we get a la la la?
Oh, that feels great.
Oh, what a turn.
I know.
Be the hottest girls in the world with this dialogue.
This is a great Christmas. Oh, yeah. Oh, ha ha. You're looking good. Feeling good, too.
Oh, la, la, la.
You could do that so well. You know what? I'm going to make sure you could get what you want for Christmas.
Thank you, Santa.
You a Gilbo and you some double F. This is looking good, too. Oh, yeah.
Dennis with a wandering hand.
Yeah, now Dennis is copping a feel there.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, spanking at you. Obviously, we can't describe the action that's happening now, but let me say, this is a good scene.
Yes, it is.
This is an outstanding scene.
Strong.
Thank you, Goku. Don't worry.
Don't just look at it. Eat it.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah? Oh, okay. Look at me.
Look at somebody's cell phone going off in the back.
Oh, wow. That feels great. Oh.
Notice how the girls keep avoiding.
It's just got a face full.
Okay, that feels good. Okay.
Now, this is what we had in mind.
Yeah,
you can see the amount of sweat on Dennis' face right now.
You know, I think you should put up on the website just the first couple of outtakes of Dennis in the bar,
right?
And then put this entire scene on.
Okay. Ooh, my belt's falling off. I wonder why. Wow.
Those girls are fantastic actresses.
Are you hitting something, baby?
listen to the
now, hold
master.
On. What was that question? I believe, did Dennis just say what I thought he said? Did Dennis just say, are you going to give me something, maybe?
I hope so.
So do you think Dennis was...
I finished all my questions. Come on. I'll be back for some more action.
Ooh, okay. Is that the end of the scene?
Yeah, this is the end.
Is that it?
Give us a ho-ho-ho, Dennis.
Okay, I have a Mary Triple Xmas, and that's it. Okay. All right, ready?
Let me back it up, because these girls are going to town on Dennis, and then you hear him just say, is that it?
Is that it?
Yeah.
God, he's such a dumb prick.
Listen to this. I finished all my questions. Come on. I'll be back for some more action. Oh, okay. Is that it?
Give us a ho-ho-ho, Dennis.
Okay, I have a Mary Triple Xmas, and that's it. Okay. All right, ready? Both of you guys stay right on the side.
On the side.
Cockles, yeah.
Good luck.
Okay. Yeah, say it.
Okay. Say what?
Ready? On the three, say, have a Mary Triple Xmas.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three.
Have a Mary Triple X Christmas.
One more time. A Mary Triple Xmas, not a Mary Triple X Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Throw a ho 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 in there too, man.
Ho ho ho, I love hoes.
Okay. Ho ho ho, have a Mary Triple Xmas.
Oh, fantastic.
We're sorry, man.
Now, what is this?
There are a couple pictures. Emotional stuff you're doing for the Gold Club here.
Like doing little dancing shots here? Oh, now there's Dennis.
Dennis is now in the Gentleman's Gold Club. He's up in a cage with the girls.
Could you guys get on like either side of him and put the shirt in front of him or something? Like in front of his chest or like it on either side.
All right. Well, okay. Listen, Porno Dan, what can I say? But you did a masterful job.
I appreciate that.
You did a masterful job with less than. I mean, it's like you took a piece of S. And you turned it into a work of art.
Absolutely.
You really did a beautiful job. Of course, at some point, we'd like the entire unedited tape to play at a private party for our listeners.
Sure.
My advice would be take the first part where Dennis keeps effing up his scenes as the cowboy.
And then go right to Santa Claus, and that'll be fine.
Yeah, because that'll give our listeners a good peek at what we were just looking at.
Yeah, and good luck on your trip to Prague.
Oh, thank you.
And again, Dan's site where you can check out this streaming video starting tomorrow is www.mecmultimedia.com.
Excellent.
And our thanks to the girls.
Anything else, Dan?
I'd just like to send a couple thanks out. Thanks a lot to Joseph from While You Were Sleeping, who helped me with all the video editing of this. Thank you very much to the Gentleman's Gold Club, especially the two girls that they let us use that day, which were Lexi and Sylvia Summers. And vote for my good friend Shiloh McCormick at Playboy.com.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
Dan, thanks, man. Thank you, Dan. And you're a good man for getting that streaming video up on your site.
Amen.
Tomorrow, check it out. I'm sure people will be calling and commenting on Dennis.
Absolutely.
Christ, what a mess.
It was.
You.
Hi, God.
You enjoy yourself, Dennis?
It was a good time. It was a good time.
I like at the end when you look around and go, that it?
Yeah, I mean, you got these two beautiful naked chicks rubbing themselves all over you, and you just go, is that it?
I was sweating to death. I wanted to get out of Santa Claus.
He was sweating and he wanted to get out of his suit.
Well, Merry X Christmas to you, Dennis. Oh, you're a mess. Goodbye, Dennis.
You're famous again, Dennis.
I'm sorry. Don and like, well,
yeah. Once again, Dennis Murphy.
All right, see you, Dan.
Bye, Dan.
Okay, it's fun. Like, please go to DennisMurphy.com and give me a crack. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Once again, Dennis Murphy.
DennisMurphy.com.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That is.
You bet that's it.
That's Please. It.
Hello.
Okay.
Let's go to Javier. Is that right? Javier?
Hi. My name is. Yeah, it's fine.
Hi, you're on the air.
I want to congratulate you because, you know, it's a really new idea to make that kind of movie with that kind of character. And I'm sure that not even Steven Spielberg can do better.
There's your market.
Spoken like a true fan.
Okay, let's go to Bill. Hello, Bill. Don and Mike show. I have no idea what a mess this tape is. Hey, Bill.
All right, no Bill?
We were all highly entertained.
How about Ray? Hey, Ray, Don and Mike show.
Man, what's wrong with Dennis? He's a fag.
I think there was a lot going on behind the scenes that we don't know about there.
Well, listen, you'll be able
to. I don't think the girls could do what, you know, it was very strange.
Well, but I agree. Dennis is a fag. Dennis promised he'd at least take his pants off and show his ass.
It was not what it certainly wasn't what we expected. No.
But it is worth your time.
Sure.
If you're one of the 20 people coming down for the fistful of turkey tomorrow, you'll get an exclusive first look at the entire uncut tape. Otherwise, write this site down, bookmark this site, www.mecmultimedia.com.
Right.
Tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock East Coast time, it'll go up on the web. You'll be able to get the streaming video and see for yourself.
See Dennis at work.
Okay?
Movie star Dennis Murphy.
And there it is. You know, as always with Dennis, it's never what we expect. But then again, that's what we expect with Dennis.
Absolutely.
He's not what we expect.
So in that way, he delivered once again.
We will be right back.
Okay, Mr. Rabe, you lovely, lovely man. Lovely, lovely man. And I do mean lovely. You have a very nice shapely butt. And a very nice physique, if you will. I've admired that for years from a distance. Okay. All right, enough. Enough. Now, come on! The Don and Mike Show!
Come on, man! Come on. Well, here is our producer, wonderful Lisa Herndon. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing great.
Great. No, I just wanted to tell you guys.
What?
I don't know.
She just got real comfortable. She wanted to hang out for a while.
Yeah.
What?
No, I've got a lot.
What?
What's going
on? I've got a lot of phone calls today. I just want to tell people. A lot of people are calling, you know, what time do I need to get here? Should I be there at 11? Well.
Oh, for the
key contest that we're having tomorrow.
For the fistful of turkey.
Right. And, you know, it's first 20 people, so I want to tell people that they're going to have to start getting here rather early in the morning.
If you were going to recommend a time for them to arrive, when?
6 a.m.
6 a.m.
No.
Come on. Wait.
About 10 o'clock.
About 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Or if you get here earlier, maybe you can see some comets.
Yeah, there you go. If there's not ground fog.
But that's true.
We're taking the first 20 people tomorrow. You come down.
Hey, look, everybody's in here
now. Everybody's
in here at the same time.
What are you doing here, Joe?
I had a guy call who was contemplating spending the night out front.
Really?
Wow.
We accept that.
All right, you can accept that.
Okay.
That'll be good. We'll call the camera crews when that happens.
We'll leave a sign outside, line up here, like outside.
There will be a sign on the wall.
I think it'd be a tender story from Pat Collins.
We're going grocery shopping after the show today,
right.
To get the turkeys and to get all of the special ingredients that will be going inside the turkeys.
Yeah, you have mentioned chocolate syrup, pudding, mayonnaise. I mentioned creamed corn.
Spaghetti sauce.
Right. Spaghetti sauce.
Crisco oil.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, whatever. Something that feels like brains.
Yeah.
You had a chili.
Chili would be good.
Yes. A dog food wouldn't be bad.
Dog food. Ah, now you're talking.
Great.
All right. Well, happy shopping, kids.
How about something real good and spicy in case someone has an open cut?
There you go. Yeah, something with a little citrus in it.
Some lemon juice.
Very good.
Okay, that's tomorrow.
Fruit salad.
We will take the first 20 people to come down. What you do is you pick one of 20 turkeys that we're going to have, and you stick your fist in there.
And people won't know what's in the turkeys until they stick their fist in there.
And until they pull it out. And you got to dig down deep inside past the bag of leavens and giblets and all the other stuff that we've put in. And in one of the turkeys is going to be the key that can start the Mercedes.
But the good thing is you won't know that after you get your egg, because then we're going to draw the number that's the big winner.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Mike. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, hi. You're on the air.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, listen, I'm from New York. What's wrong with this Dennis guy? It sounds like he's talking with a pitchfork in his mouth.
Dennis suffers from Moesha syndrome.
Mobius syndrome.
And Dennis has half a tongue and half a hand. I mean, half an arm.
And we give Dennis a hard time. Dennis has been with this show as a regular for longer than anybody else on the show.
He F's up every job we give him.
But we love him.
But you got to go to the site, www.multimedia.com, MECMultimedia.com tomorrow.
And you'll see Dennis in his Santa suit and Dennis in his air conditioner repairman outfit and in his cowboy suit, which was my personal favorite.
All right, listen, thank you for the call, Mike. I have to make a call right now myself. Somebody called me during the break.
Oh, I'm so glad she called.
Just to get the other side of what happened this weekend.
The other half.
Fair enough.
My favorite show on television.
See if she's, oh, did I die all right?
Yeah. Wait, apparently not.
Okay, hold on. Two, 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 two. Got it.
How was her tone when you spoke to her?
Oh, she's, you know, happy. Today she's happy as a lark.
Good.
Because that's a great thing about being a woman.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Sounds happy.
This is me, the husband with the too much cologne, who smokes cigars and snores because I'm fat.
Yeah, you know what? I knew this morning. Of course, I didn't say anything, but I knew you'd call me, and I knew that I'd have to go over this and defend myself. And I have not been looking forward to this because you don't bother to mention to your friends. That I also mentioned during the week how smart you are.
Oh, no, wait. Back me up on this, guys. Did I not say?
He did. He's called you a genius when it comes to radio.
Yes, I did say that.
And how handsome you look. I told you looked handsome before we went out and that kind of stuff. But you just...
All I'm saying is that at approximately 7:05 on Saturday night, you came with me with the boom, boom, boom. First, it's the cologne. You wear too much cologne. You stink. You smell. I smell that cologne everywhere. And you always smoke cigars. And I hate it when you smoke cigars. And the reason that you can't smell how much god-awful cologne you have on is because your sense of smell is screwed up because of the cigars. And then out of the blue, and oh, yeah. Your snoring's driving me crazy. So then you go to a website and you decide, I snore because I'm fat.
Well, darling, you know what I think is kind of ironic right now is everyone sitting with you agrees with me, but none of them would tell you that you wear, when you wear cologne, men don't have as good a sense of smell as women generally anyway, and plus because you smoke cigars, it does, you know, kind
I'm
of camouflage
you.
Your sense of smell.
What, listen, here's all I'm looking for. Where's the apology that I got from you? I mean, I'd like it.
You know what? If it bothered you, because I smoked and you bitched and moaned when I smoked when we were in the car together, I'd say to you, gee, I'm sorry, darling, I'll smoke when you're not in the car with me. Well, you should be apologizing to me. Or, gee,
hold on,
I'm
wait. When I left the house today, and even yesterday, and on my way to work, you called and you said, I am sorry that I was so harsh.
You know what that is? That's good marriage procedure. And that's just me being nice to you. But really, inside I'm thinking, why do you have to smoke when I'm in the car? If you told me I don't care for that cologne you're wearing, I would think, oh, gee, I'll pick another one. But you don't, but that doesn't matter to you.
Remember when I was telling you outside, Buzz?
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm not going to. I was discussing outside with Buzz earlier today that when you attack me like this, I certainly have things in my arsenal that I could attack back with, but I won't. I won't. It's
well, what are they?
It's beneath me.
But I'm not attacking. I was asking you not to smoke while you're in the car with me.
Okay, and like I said when I was describing this originally, this is not something new where like all of a sudden on Saturday you said, oh my God, this is not the same man that I've been married to.
Oh, but these are things I've said to you all along, and they go right over your head, so I decided to be a little bit more blunt.
Okay, but you'll agree that on Saturday night, you were just with me, you were a bitch on wheels. Do you agree?
Nope.
Then why did you apologize? So your apology was what? It was transparent?
Transparent? What do you mean transparent?
When you apologized, then you didn't mean it?
No, I meant it because I love you and I want to be happily married to you, but really, I think if you loved me as much as I loved you, you wouldn't smoke while you're in the car with me.
All right, then what about the aftershave?
And I would think you would not wear so much of that aftershave. I've told you that a million times, too. Mm-hmm. It gives me a headache. It makes me physically feel bad. But you think I'm making that up or just being bitchy.
Uh-huh, yes. And the snoring?
And the snoring is, you know, we were talking, having a rational discussion this morning. You think because, you know, you had to have some, you know, you're sleeping in a different way now because of those shots you got in your side a little while ago. You know, the snoring really, I really can't sleep with you. I want to sleep with you, but I'm getting no sleep.
Well, here I am. I thought for, silly me, I thought that, I thought that I would get a little bit of
How's that self-esteem now?
I thought I would get some of what I got, like, yesterday and even this morning, where I got, you know, the, oh, I love you and I'm sorry. I was really way
harsh. You should have let it lay. You should have left it alone there. But you come to me asking me for an apology when already I've been the big man by saying I'm sorry. And I've already been a big person by just biting the bullet and going and buying you a different cologne and trying to buy something at your image that I can wear in headphones. And instead of just leaving well enough alone, like any good husband knows, which is like the cardinal rule of being a husband.
I have been a good husband because I have not cut your head off yet.
Oh, God.
Hey, you come back to me saying my apologies for your faults aren't good enough.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm apologizing for your faults.
Okay. God, you're a pisser.
Yeah, I know. All right, goodbye.
That went well.
She really is a pisser.
She, you know what I think we all got was a replay,
yeah.
And it speaks, I'm not trying to fuel any fire here, but it does speak to the accuracy of your recount of your weekend story.
And I'd like to chip in, I think you wear a perfect amount of cologne. You could stop farting, and that would be better, but the cologne has never bothered me.
The cologne does not bother me.
No, not at all.
There you go.
The snoring, I've never heard you snore, even when we've had side-by-side rooms in hotels. I haven't heard you snore.
I've grown to enjoy the snoring.
The cigars, occasionally in the limousine, the cigar, gets a little, I think everybody would agree that gets it. That would be the only.
These are the ABCs of me, though.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Sorry, everybody.
If I felt strongly enough about it, I would tell you not to do that, but I, too, am often smoking, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Man.
We love each other for our faults.
In spite of our faults.
Of course.
Yes.
One of these days,
pal.
And not one of these days, pal. I mean, one of these days, I'm going to lay it on the line with her. One of these days, I'm going to be brave enough to just lay it on the line with her.
How will that go?
Well, if
you are brave enough.
Because that day will never happen.
When it happens, you feel free to snore at my house that night.
I don't know what.
Rob, be very careful with that.
Yeah.
And remember, she's still listening.
I know.
You don't want to get on that woman's bad side. Trust me, I've been there for 15 years.
Just lighthearted banter, that's right.
Well, I've been there for 20 years, and she claims to love me.
Mm-hmm.
She claims to love me.
She does. Of course she does. She loves you very much.
Please.
Is she on the air? I think she doesn't want to, you know, do what she did off the air.
Well, then that makes me think that what she did off the air was totally,
I don't know.
Bull ass. I mean, how tough would it be to just say, yeah, you know what, I was a bitch on wheels. I don't know what got into me on Saturday. I overreacted. Because that's what she said to me off
the
air.
What do you think the greatest issue is? Is it the cologne or is it the snoring? Or is it the cigar smoke?
It could be all three.
Yeah,
I don't know.
A collection.
I'll say this. She has bitched at me over the years about all three.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? But, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I wear cologne, I smoke cigars, and I snore. Jesus Christ. I mean, aren't there guys, aren't there husbands out there, like, doing things 1 million times worse than that?
You bet your ass there are.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me that I'm, like, a grade-A husband. That's it. That's your bitch.
You're not a slacker. You're not an abuser.
That's what's going on.
I wear cologne.
I smoke cigars, I wear cologne, and I snore. Ooh, somebody called the divorce attorney. Okay. So that's that.
Wow.
Mm.
Good luck.
Tony.
That didn't end the way I expected it.
No, I really thought when she called and said, did you call me?
Right.
I said, yeah, hold on. I want to put you on the air. That she'd say, oh, yeah, you know, I don't know what's going on. I was in a bad mood Saturday, whatever.
Right.
I don't know. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Don, I got an idea for you.
What?
Make things better with your wife. Set up a nice date. Only problem would be set up with Senator Condit, because I heard he doesn't wear any cologne. He never smokes cigars. He's always willing to give her a hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that speaks to what we were mentioning, but it could be worse. And none of his girlfriends have ever complained about snoring. And you guys know this. We're all married. That argument never works. When you say, I'm better than a lot of guys,
no.
That does not work.
No.
That, really, I mean, it's all relative to your relationship.
That's right. We must break. We will be, we'll be right back. Don't you wish you were me. More show coming right up.
Mike Show. Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless, and only on the Don and Mike Show.
Who are these people?
Exactly.
You-hoo. Here's Don and Mike.
All right, and here's your phone numbers for the show for instant access from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. DC 202-432-1067. And New York, 877-692-1027. Tomorrow it's a fistful of turkey. You've heard about the contest. Wow. First 20 people get a shot at putting their fist inside the turkey to pull out what could be the winning key.
Wade your hand through a sea of goo.
For the Mercedes-Benz. Hello.
Sugar Bear.
Yes.
When I hung up the phone, I heard myself on the delay, and it sounded like I was screaming at you, but it's only because I got that new hands-free thing from my car. I wasn't yelling, and I'm sorry. And I did say I was sorry because I loved you, and I might have been testier than usual this weekend because I'm a little sleep deprived.
Okay.
But anyway, I didn't want you to think I was screaming at you. It sounded like I was screaming. I'm sorry, and I love you.
And I love you too. I love you more than anything. I've said that over and over again.
Right.
I love you more than anything.
All right, good. And one, and thanks for mentioning that you have a bunch of secret faults that one day you'll unload on me.
I thought it was going to end well there for just
nah.
A second.
You know her. She's always got to get the last word in.
Okay.
You don't. You don't. Well, what have I told you before? I've said lot of times I've said.
I don't believe you. I don't believe anything you tell me about. You've told me before that I'm been very sweet and told me I'm nearly perfect and all that kind of. But I don't believe it. It's just you haven't been honest with me like I was with you.
No, that's true. A lot of times when I get a cut down battle with my wife, I will say to her, I can't win because you're perfect because you don't.
No, because
you
obviously
don't.
You're Gandhi and you don't choose to enlighten me with all my faults, but that's all right. But anyway, I'm not trying to start anything back up. I'm a little overtired and so less diplomatic than usual. But
I've been thinking about all this. I also think that the pre Thanksgiving
pressure,
you know, mm-hmm. pressure is on everybody. I think
we don't have it because we're not hosting it this year.
Yeah, well, I really am very thanks for the L, but no, I didn't. I am just tired because my sleep pattern hasn't been good because it's been a little noisy in our bedroom and not in a good way.
And I do. I love you more than anything, and I know that you know this is the schmaltzy bull ass, but I still say stuff to my wife like when I'm with her, like you know. You're my best buddy. The world.
Mm-hmm.
Than with you.
Like
when we're alone in junk.
All right.
You know.
All right.
Our private time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, love you.
All right, love you too. Goodbye.
Bye, sweetie. Bye-bye.
That's the tone I got. All right. All right, good.
Well, let's go to Napster, Don and Mike Show.
Well, then, fine.
How about Dave? Dave, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it sounds just like my ex-wife. Now, I got to tell you something. I'm an expert at this. And by the tone of her bitching, she'll have her period about 6:30 p.m. Wednesday. Okay?
Well, this is what you're going to find amazing. My wife doesn't get periods anymore.
Right.
She really doesn't. I mean, it's just like, it's constant. No, she... You know, I take it back.
I'm telling you, man, I know the tone of bitching. She's going to get it.
All right, thank you. Let's go to...
Now, remember, before you take that guy's words to heart, remember, he's talking about his ex-wife.
Let's go to Jenny. My Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
I was thinking about... You know, I got to stop you for a second. I was thinking about you two this... I think it might have even been this morning when I was looking at some ad and... no, you know what it was? It was my Harley-Davidson motorcycle calendar that I bought over the weekend at Target. and I was looking, and one of the things they have is they have all the breakdowns of the gold... The silver, all the anniversaries, and they have two different columns. One is traditional, and one is modern.
Right.
And
modern.
And 20th was like China. Your 20th anniversary is like the China.
But you get like a CM.
I'm not. It's like the, you know.
Yeah, because I'm
like, like dishes.
Oh, I thought you meant like.
I think you're China. I think people are supposed to give you dishes for your 20th anniversary. I'm not sure whether that was the modern or that was the traditional, but they had gold and they had some weird stuff. They had wood.
Yeah. Paper is one
paper
of them.
Paper was one of them.
The China anniversary is great because those plates are great for throwing.
I think Rob had the same kind of weekend you had.
Oh, I know he did.
Oh, right.
Hello, Jenny.
Jenny.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny. You're on the air.
Listen, I just want you to relax and enjoy the fact that you're in the third stage of marriage. That's all. It's okay. The first stage, you get married. You have sex everywhere. It's called everywhere stage.
Right.
And about five years, you get into that lovely bedroom stage where you're still having hot sex, but you're limited to the bedroom. And now you, my dear, you, my little boo-boo, are in that stage where it's hallway sex. That's the exciting time when both of you just pass each other in the hallway and say, F you. Bye, love you guys.
Thank you, Jenny.
She nailed it.
That's funny.
Hello, funny. Jack, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Jack. Hey, Jack.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Jack.
Jack. How's it going?
Freak, secure your luggage up to the room, Jack.
Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I was wondering when you guys are going to change the name from Don and Mike to marriage counseling show.
Well, do you find it helpful, Jack?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you, Jack. Hello, Dan.
What's up, buddies?
Hey, Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, what's so hot about, like, mayonnaise and stuff and ketchup? Let's get some really crazy things in there. Maybe some, like, mealworms or something spooky.
Well, you know, we haven't locked in everything. Yes. We haven't locked in everything. And we do want the turkeys to be edible after we're done.
Well, you can eat them with some mealworms and also...
Okay, well, listen, leave the driving to us, Dan.
Hey, wait, and one more thing.
Yeah.
Frida's a turbo bitch.
Oh, now. Stop that now.
Don't attack a man's wife.
No, I'm not attacking. Just stay.
Listen, I got to say F you. I love her. F you. Yeah.
Right.
You're a turbo DA.
Oh, it makes turbo bad radio.
Well, why then are you turbo listening to it?
Because the rest of it's okay.
Please, you're a dumbass.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. F you.
F you.
Don't call again.
F you.
F you.
F you.
Both of you in the middle of that had a bye-bye for each other.
Again.
Bye-bye.
Dumbass. Hello, Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Welcome to New Jersey. First of all, tomorrow is my one-year anniversary. I give you guys a year. And just to let you know, I'm going to be listening for some time now.
Wow, very good.
Thank you.
So,
you know, I would just want to say, let me just break in. There are some shows that come on the air and they say, hey, you got to listen for 2 weeks. And you don't decide if you love us or hate us. And sometimes some shows, they listen for a month. You know what we say to our listeners? Listen for a year.
Please.
Listen for a year.
And then let us grow on you.
If you hate us after a year.
If you hate us after a year, you're always going to hate
channel.
It. Right. Just a year. That's all we ask.
But just listen for a year.
Yeah, and if you hate it, you know, and after a year, if you hate us, F you.
Exactly.
Who needs you?
So, at first I was just listening briefly. Yeah, just briefly. But then I started listening the whole 4 hours. So.
Okay.
Actually, when Mike was reading on that list of anniversary stuff.
Yeah.
I got a feeling that Frida hasn't gotten wood in some time now. Is that true?
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, Frida got the big, high, hard one yesterday.
Oh, really? Well, when's the next time?
And it was great, because I'll say this. There's nothing better than makeup sex. Because despite what she will say on the air about how she, you know, was still mad and everything.
Right.
Yesterday, she was really in the apologetic mode.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, was it good.
Man.
Really good.
What? No, I mean, we had marital relations over the weekend, too, and it was another one. I'm going through a real insecure phase. My wife would tell you that, and it was kind of another thing where I was like, how was that? She's like, fine.
Ooh,
you know?
Ouch.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of times I said, fine, everything's fine. When I know it's not fine.
No, ours is good.
God damn, ours. Well, it was good. You see, you're different than me, though. I mean, I get kind of obsessed with getting feedback, and you don't. You have always said that it's good for you.
No, the feedback.
In the event that you're finished.
No, the feedback that I got from my wife yesterday was that it was good for her as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I satisfy my woman. Not all the time.
Right.
Sometimes I satisfy.
We've certainly heard that over the years on the show.
I know we have.
Every time. 100%. There it is.
No, she watches. Look,
oh. Well, now, okay. Now, I didn't tell you to make this phone call.
No, wait. She will be honest.
All right.
I loved it yesterday, and I bet she'll say that she loved it.
I loved it over the weekend.
Hello?
Honey.
Yeah, boo.
Are you still listening?
Yeah, but I was about to take a nap.
Okay, our relationship.
Catch up on my sleep.
Okay, our love that we shared yesterday?
Yes, my darling.
Was it not fantastic?
It was wonderful.
Huh?
It was wonderful.
Okay, I'm getting my balls busted here.
Not busting your balls. I'm not busting your balls.
See what I go through, Mike? You see, it's very easy to bust his balls, in his opinion.
I am simply going on what you've said over the years.
Yes. But
what your wife has said over the years.
But I also said that yesterday was perhaps, didn't say, but yesterday was a day where it was
she just
hot
said it.
And
she
good.
She said it was wonderful. I believe her.
For both of us, it was.
My baby is a delicate flower, and you have to be very, very careful with his feelings. And you cannot, and it has to be 100% positive. If you say anything critical.
Well, now listen, hold on. You've been critical of my sexual prowess.
That's what I'm saying, but Mike just was accused of being a ball buster, and it wasn't even anything critical. That's what I'm saying.
No, he was challenging my manhood.
No, I wasn't.
If it wasn't a challenge, and this weekend, it becomes so much more to you when I say something like, oh, that cologne, I've told you, it's first cologne. I didn't like it. But it becomes, becomes really me just being a turbo bitch.
I base it on sexperts also that we've had on the show, and the fact that when you're talking about really, really satisfied, that it really during those activities, it rarely happens. Just
well,
based
darling,
on what you
and
said.
You've said plenty of times that if I'm satisfied, that's just a bonus. Objective one is that you are satisfied.
Right, sure, but yesterday, but I know yesterday you were satisfied.
Yeah.
I mean, you said to me, "Wow, fantastic."
No.
It is.
Nobody doubts that.
Confirmed.
All right.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, boo.
As much as it's going to be.
Go answer the other phone.
Oh, dear.
Go answer the other phone.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. Listen,
we're all just very tense before the holidays.
It's like a minefield in here.
I believe we are. I don't know about you guys. I can't wait to get out of here and go to the movies. Go see Harry Potter and the Closet Homosexual. Or Harry Potter and the Old Man's Middle Wicket.
There you go.
Harry Potter and the Cheesy Foreskin.
There it is.
Harry Potter and the Diabetic Grandmother.
Oh, dear.
Harry Potter and the Great Yeast Infection.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's me.
He made it up.
The number one movie this weekend, of course, Harry Potter and the Spam Javelin. Harry Potter and the Harry Palmer. Harry Potter and the Swollen Pork Sword.
There it is.
Harry Potter and the Great Yeast Infection. Here's one for you. Harry Potter and the Pound of Weed.
Ooh.
Huh. There's a movie.
Harry Potter and the Babysitter's Guilty Secret. Harry Potter and the Soiled Underoos. I got a list of about a million of them here.
Wow.
Crazy, kooky radio gags.
I think Katie Couric has stock in Harry Potter.
I hate Harry Potter. I'd like to kill Harry Potter. I'm sick of that little prick.
Figure of speech, of course.
I don't even read books. But what the...
What is your lead today, Buzzy?
Happily, it's closing in on the bad guy.
Oh, good. All right.
All right.
Good news on the war effort.
Indeed.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, now that's the national number. 877-365-3636, DC 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. That's good, huh?
Yeah. Good.
Right.
Everybody's favorite doped-up, drunken, freeloading major market losers, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Tomorrow on the show, you've heard about it, the Fistful of Turkey show. Oh, what a show it's going to be. Be one of the first 20 people to show up here at the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters. We'll start it live on the air at 11 a.m. East Coast time.
One fine morning.
With the first 20 people, get a shot at the Mercedes-Benz key. Today, if you want a chance to win a key for the Mercedes, go to the Simply Wireless location, Fashion Center at Pentagon City. You got until 9 o'clock tonight. And by the time we hit the air tomorrow, the streaming video of Dennis Murphy's porno will be up.
A tour de force.
And you will want to see this video.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do.
You want to go to the site www.mecmultimedia.com. That's www.mecmultimedia.com.
Very interesting website. I took a look at it during the break.
It's an adult website.
It is indeed.
Yes. And click on the icon tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Porno Dad will have it up with the link to the streaming video
of the classic film Murphy's Romance.
You'll be able to see it yourself tomorrow. And all the big fun with the turkeys. That's on tomorrow's show. Now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, we've apparently narrowed down the location of Osama bin Laden. Where it is, he's holed up in a small area just southeast of Kandahar, 30 square miles, half the size of Staten Island.
Oh.
British and U.S. Special Forces have commando teams lined up between that spot and the Pakistan border to keep him from fleeing into that country or anywhere else. The tunnels and caves in the area have been prime bombing targets the past few days for the U.S. Intelligence officials are said to be confident of bin Laden's general whereabouts. We don't know his precise location in that zone.
That's incredible. Quoting, I mean, that's big news.
Yeah, it's very good progress. Quoting one top-ranking U.S. official, if we knew precisely where he was, he'd be dead. But officials also say that a cornered tiger is more dangerous. The fact that we hold two-thirds of Afghanistan has not exactly made the terrorist threat disappear, just so you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any doubts about the Taliban being cornered, you'd need to look no further than the deal they're trying to cut. The Taliban...
Hey, what's your deal?
This is my deal here, Wade.
What's left of it? The Taliban says it'll give up its last northern stronghold if we spare bin Laden's henchmen. What do you say, guys?
What do we say to that? We say,
no good.
Exactly.
Hey, screw that. We make the terms.
The Taliban, you see, is caught right now between us and the Al-Qaeda terrorist ring. The Al-Qaeda has started executing Taliban members who are trying to surrender. They're now asking for United Nations protection, the Taliban is, for their surrenders. And if there's a downside to the aviation security bill signed by the president today, it's that a lot of what it does won't happen until after your Thanksgiving trip.
But no good.
The hope is it will boost confidence going into what once was the busiest traveling holiday of the year. The bill makes airport security a federal responsibility. It screens bags more thoroughly.
Good, good.
Eventually, the planes will have explosive detectors. Airport security.
Good.
Yes, airport security folk will hopefully be better trained. That's good, good too, yes. It adds sky marshals to most flights.
Good.
And that will augment the new hijacker-proof cockpit doors being installed.
Good.
The president called these permanent and aggressive steps to make air travel safer.
That's good.
This is a little disturbing, though.
Friend.
Ted Koppel has a frightening bit of information that gives us a peek into our pre-attack intelligence operations. Koppel says he was talking to some CIA types last summer about how the networks are cutting back on their overseas reporting, shutting down their foreign bureaus and calling reporters back home. quoting the Nightline host, and this guy from the CIA said, "You don't know how uneasy that makes me feel. We've been cutting back on foreign operatives because the people at the CIA believe that anything we need to know that happens overseas, we can get from the networks."
Bad. Oh, that is bad.
Yeah. As expected, Harry Potter broke weekend box office records. The movie made $93.5 million in its first 3 days in the U.S. It made another $23 million, by the way, in Great Britain that same amount of time.
Hey, Harry, how you feel about your success?
Ah, screw it. I don't give a damn. Don't give a rat's patoot about it. Think it's a big sham. Absolute crap. There don't go see it. There it's made its money already.
The boy wizard is with us, Harry Potter.
Boy wizard right now, having fun, Don and Mike show. You want to see a film. You want to see something special. Yeah. You check out Murphy's Romance on that website. MECMultimedia.com. Right. That's the one that'll curl your hair, not some little fag running around in a cave. That's for sure.
That's you. You're the little fag running around in a cave.
That's right. It's me, Harry Potter. Merry Christmas with my sword. Sorcerer's hat. Have a nice turkey.
Bye, Harry. There he goes. Another kids movie, Monsters, Inc., was no slouch in second place with $23 million. Shallow Hal hung in despite bad reviews, over $12.5 million for third place. After that, a big drop-off for Domestic Disturbance in fourth place, and Heist rounds out the top five. Welcome to your new job as mayor of New York. Here's your first anthrax scare. New York Mayor-elect Michael Bloomberg runs a business news business. Saturday, it got a phone call from someone saying they were sending an envelope of anthrax. A police search turned up nothing so far.
This is good, the smoke.
They said they were sending it, that they hadn't sent it yet. The threat was made in Spanish to an operator who does speak the language. The caller did not mention Bloomberg specifically.
I'm sorry, we don't have any tapes of Frankenstein speaking Spanish.
No.
Frankenstein only speaks English.
Mal, mal.
Police are going over that tape.
Bueno, bueno.
There you go. Very good. The Taliban is down, but the Teliban is over. After 5 years dark, Afghan television is back on the air.
They got TV. Oh, yeah. They got TV.
It returned yesterday with a reading from the Quran, music, cartoons, interviews, and news.
Good, good.
A guy with a stubbly beard welcomed back the audience, quoting him, "Greetings, viewers." Excuse me.
So, man,
I don't think he had that. Let me try that again. He said, "Greetings, viewers.
Greetings, viewers.
We hope you are well.
Hope you're well.
We're glad to have destroyed terrorism and the Taliban and to be able to present this program to you."
Very good.
He promised that nothing would be censored and that the views of all Afghans would be aired. But many people still keep their TVs hidden, afraid that the Taliban might return. Quoting one viewer, "When we lost television here, it was a terrible blow."
Mm-hmm.
Hello, and welcome back to your favorite station, Channel 8. We are proud to say we're back on the air. Fantastic. Our first show after you've not had television for 10 years.
Yes.
Please enjoy the Facts of Life reunion special. Unveil your faces, shave your beards, and see what happened to the fat, ugly dykes on the Facts of Life. But let me tell you, if you get to unveil your face and you need to shave, keep the veil on. Thank you very much.
Imagine that. You don't have TV for 10 freaking years. You turn it on and it's those man women, those she-males. The Facts of Life family reunion. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Hey, look at Mindy Cohen in her big oversized bed.
I find it totally unbelievable that a hot guy would find her sexually attractive.
Hey, Charlotte Ray. Woo!
Hey, what do you think about this?
No good.
Sorry. Are we going to let this thing play to the end?
Everyone loves this.
Rob likes him.
Oh, Rob.
Hey, don't you down talk any Alan Thicke composition.
He wrote it bad. Yes, it is.
No good.
Hey, you like that theme, Mike?
You're grounded.
You're grounded. Fantastic. No good.
The FCC, meanwhile, is going after ABC stations in this country over last week's Victoria's Secret special.
Yeah.
The network aired a fashion show, a lingerie fashion show, on Thursday night. And even though more people watched Friends and Survivor that night, there have been complaints about the Victoria's Secret show.
Good.
FCC Commissioner Michael Kopp says he's gotten dozens of complaints.
The complaints I heard is that they pixelated it out when they'd show, like, nipple.
Apparently didn't pixelate enough for some people.
Or the anal cleft.
Commissioner Michael Kopp says he's gotten dozens of complaints, including one from his 27-year-old daughter. Quoting him, she saw it and was upset.
Well, so, F her.
Oh, come on, it's underwear.
Let the Inquisition begin.
F her.
The man Elizabeth Hurley says contributed to her pregnancy denies it, and he's demanding a paternity test. After she broke up with him, the British actress named New York billionaire Stephen Bing as the father. That could cost the 35-year-old hundreds of millions of dollars in child support, and he says it's not his kid.
Here's his comment.
Open wide and swallow my spunk.
He's a billionaire, you know.
It would cost him hundreds of millions because he also lives in California, where child support can mean up to 28% of your income.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Hence his bitterness. Friends of Hurley say she's stunned to hear that Bing is trying to distance himself from her and the baby.
Tickle the Duke.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Bitch.
My name's Bing.
Bing.
How you doing, baby?
Boo. We got a break, Buzz.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Boo.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
They still hate books. Don and Mike.
All right.
Here we go. I rented my apartment on Monday at 1.
Let's clear this out.
Lolly, lolly, shaky, bum, shaky.
Playing the wrong song here.
Oh, I don't think so.
Not at all. 877-365-3636.
Wednesday at 3.
202-432-1067. 877-692-1027.
Lottie, lottie.
Thursday at 4. He came.
Call 100 right now. Prize back. It's for you.
Hey, baby, I'm your telephone name.
Oh, God.
Show me where you want it and I'll put it where I can.
Oh, good. Good.
He likes it.
No, it's not.
Boys, to meet her.
Tomorrow on the show, Fistful of Turkey be one of the first 20 people down here to the Donna Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, big CBS building. We'll take the first 20 people to put their fist inside the turkey to pull out the key that can start the 2002 C230 Mercedes Compressor Sports Coupe that we're giving away on December 14th.
Me, baby, I'm your telephone man.
Have a 1 in 20 shot. And, of course, the turkey is going to be full of all kinds of stuff besides the usual turkey stuff that's inside a turkey.
It'll be gross. Get the tarps out.
The entire studio will be tarped down tomorrow.
Wrapped in plastic, as it should be every day.
Yes. And be one of the first 20 down here. And good luck to you. Now here is Buzz.
A lot of food handlers these days wear plastic gloves, but that's not what Ben Benita saw when he returned to the McDonald's in the Washington, D.C. suburb of Gainesville, Virginia.
Oh, my God.
He'd gone back to the restaurant after finding what he believes to be human blood on his sausage and egg biscuit.
I know him.
You do?
I have played golf with him.
Really?
Yes.
Go. Okay. We should get him on the show.
I'll try to get him on the show. Absolutely. I'll call Ben.
Ben says that when he went back to complain, he found a worker with a fresh bandage on her hand and noticed that the other workers were handling food with their bare hands. He's filed a lawsuit asking for $600,000 in damages.
I support it. Maybe I'll get a piece.
In a golf bet, if nothing else.
Yeah, that's right.
The weaker economy and the attack on America have led to layoffs at Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Oh, boy, you.
I pressed the wrong one.
A drop in visitors, especially foreign visitors, since September 11th, has forced a 15% cutback in the workforce at Graceland. 50 people were laid off Friday.
Sorry about that, man.
Yeah. Cut them loose. Just like I used to cut loose some girls' hair.
Oh, come on, Peter. You're fired.
Up until recently, a normal year would attract 650,000 visitors to Elvis's mansion.
Pack up your belongings, Jack.
Crime.
Freaks. Freaks, you carry your luggage up to your room. You're fired. Get out, man.
Oh, Elvis. Crime may be down in New York after the attack on America, but bank robberies are up in Richmond, Virginia. The FBI says there have been 5 dozen bank robberies in that area so far this year, compared to 34 in all of last year. And nearly half the robberies have been since September 11th. The FBI says it thinks crooks are taking advantage of law enforcement officials who've been distracted with other duties since the attack.
That's right.
At the age of 58, Mick Jagger says he has given up alcohol, drugs, and partying.
Who believes that?
But he says he's not too old to rock and roll. Quoting him, the Stones would keep going even if they all died. He says the group will keep performing, quoting again, for as long as they can still do it with some sense of dignity. It's a bitter battle between TV's Rhoda and Melissa Gilbert of Little House on the Prairie. It's the battle for the presidency
for the SAG thing.
Of the Screen Actors Guild.
I voted. Did you vote?
No.
Who'd you vote for?
I threw in the trash.
I voted for Rhoda because we've had her on the show before.
I'd like to see Valerie Harper get it.
Well, she lost, and she's bitter about it.
See, Mike, your vote could have counted.
Maybe I could have kicked her over the top.
It might have made a difference. A long-standing rivalry, really, between the East Coast and West Coast actors. Melissa Gilbert won the union election by nearly 1,600 votes, but the outcome's being challenged by Valerie Harper. She says rules were broken in the election, that there was corruption. And in just a few moments,
is this Little House on the Prairie?
Yes.
My God.
Just moments from now, maybe 13 minutes from now, union actors who support Valerie Harper will gather in front of the SAG headquarters in Hollywood to demand an investigation. Challenges have been filed by other candidates.
How many people do you think will show up? 10?
Well, there are that many candidates, so at least that many will show up.
Were they saying that it was corrupt?
They say, yeah, there was cheating, that deadlines were extended, people weren't told, people were involved in the election process who shouldn't have been because they're part of the union staff.
Valerie's still on Broadway right now. She's in The Pharmacist's Wife with Tony Roberts.
Challenges have been filed by other candidates as well, including Harper's running mates, Elliot Gould and Kent McCord.
Oh, wait a minute. Was Valerie Harper, Elliot Gould, and Kent McCord?
Yeah.
That's a ticket.
President, Secretary, Treasurer.
That's a fantastic ticket.
That's a ticket.
There you go.
That's a ticket for retards.
In sports.
God, can you imagine that? You're an actor, and I'm sure the Melissa Gilbert ticket is as bad.
It's just
her and the professor from Gilligan's Island and Mindy Cohn from Facts of Life.
Who's hairier, Elliot Gould or Valerie Harper?
The Giants visit Minnesota tonight on Monday Night Football. And finally, how much might some woman pay for a bunch of Mel Gibson's hair? How much would a true fan pay for some of Jack Nicholson's teeth? We may find out. England's Sky TV plans to auction those items on December 10th. They claim the hair is from Gibson's mullet in one of the Lethal Weapon movies, and the 11 teeth are supposedly baby teeth and molars from the real Jack Nicholson.
Hi there.
Nicholson said to be so angry about this, he's threatened to buy up all the teeth himself.
I want my teeth back.
His manager is skeptical, quoting him, "Where did they find them? Somebody's ass?" Seriously, who would be so stupid as to think they were really jacked? More importantly,
yes, they were in somebody's ass.
There you go. Who would want them? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! No! Doctor, I've had severe rectal itching. Well, no wonder. Look, you've got 11 of Jack Nicholson's baby teeth up your ass.
You'll feel better if we get this molar out.
All right, thank you for the great show today, everybody. If you want to see the streaming video of Murphy's Romance, the site is www.necmultimedia.com. It won't be up until about showtime tomorrow. The Mercedes-Benz we're giving away is courtesy of AT&T and Simply Wireless at their website, www.simplywireless.com. Tomorrow, the Twinkie Show.
All right,
Twinkies. Be here starting at 11. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. And what's your name?
Bill.
Hey, Bill, where are you from?
Jersey.
Call 100, Bill. You've won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss your favorite episodes again. That's 2 episodes back-to-back Sunday nights at 9 on HBO+. Plus, you won $40 worth of Elvis Presley scratch-off lottery tickets from the Virginia Lottery with a top prize of $20,000. It's sure to get you all shook up. Hey, thank you for listening, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
You got it. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. It should be a good one with all the fistful of turkey fun
and the goo.
Yeah, messy studio tomorrow. Thank you, and good day to you, sir.
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 Ron.
Are you kind?
Throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney, Tyler.
You might just make it after all.
There. Very nice. We will see everybody tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.